You're listening to
The Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid of the quickness you get paid for your family, get paid, it's the wrong way. I give her all that I have to give. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Soggy tears running down to her chin, and it ruins all her makeup and never wants me. A cigarette just between her lips, but I'm staring at her tits, it's the wrong way. Strong if I can, but
going on, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and make sure you download the Riotcast app and check out all the other great shows on this network.
You got that down with science and top speed.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm trying to just motor the fuck through because I'm sick of doing it.
You went right through it.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to pass the torch to somebody else for a little while.
It's nice to take a break, Chris. It really is.
Missy, you want to start doing the intros?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Make sure you're ready for next week, then.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all you next week.
Last time we let her do it, she was like, hi.
Well, no, you guys are telling me straight up that I'm going to do it.
We surprised her last time.
Give it a shot.
I'll write something and see how.
There you go.
Right, you know, I'll do a little blogging here and there.
Have you been blogging anymore? Or no?
I blog like once a month now. I always run out of topics.
People
like will tweet me topics or something like that, and then I'll like feel it out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I have a lot of drafts like of serious ass shit, and I'm like, man, I gotta be funny sometimes.
It's
like
bad.
Depressing. Yeah,
we'll make
sometimes.
It funny.
Well, yeah, that's true because you'll just rip my life apart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like serious isn't like depressing serious? Like
no, not that bad. Like just like serious things like
politics,
humanity, and shit like
humanity.
That.
You can't even spell humanity.
Yeah, I got a spell check. Thanks, Blogspot.
Jesus.
Humanity.
That's great.
It is.
What's up with the red lipstick?
Oh, I had a party today.
Looking like a French whore.
I was trying to look like a flag.
Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
I look like a flag?
Yeah. I was red, white, and blue.
Well, you got the pole.
What?
Mom.
Shut up.
Red, white, but what's why? What is there a theme behind a party? Is that what
no,
that
I just... I bought this red lipstick. I wanted to wear this red lipstick.
Okay.
She's a whore.
And then the only time I'd ever wear it is if it was black, if I was wearing black and white, and then I got this dress and I wanted to wear this dress. And then I was like, holy shit. If I wear all white and then have red lips, I'm going to look like a flag.
A fucking whore.
It worked out. People like the red lips. I got a lot of compliments on the red lips.
I'm just not,
I was insecure about it.
She had his cock still in her mouth.
Oh my God, you guys suck.
You were sucking his cock.
I've never seen any red lipstick. That's why I was questioning.
No. So I wanted to look fancy.
She's even worse. She's a whore.
I hate you. But, you know, everybody's got to look nice because all the clients come in.
Gotcha. It's, so you schmooze them?
Yeah. That's the deal.
They actually expose you to the clients?
Yeah, what do you mean?
They let you out of your room?
I'm a
room.
Charmer.
You're a charmer?
Yeah. I can roll with the best of them.
Okay.
First of all, that is total fucking bullshit.
Fuck you. You guys don't like the red lips? Does it make me look like a clown? Do I look like the Joker?
No, it's fine.
No, we've known you for a couple of years, and I don't think we've ever seen you with lipstick on.
You want to know how I got this lipstick?
I know.
You want to know how I got these herpes?
Fuck you. It's funny when Chris, because I didn't even make the correlation when you came outside, and you were like, whoa, is Don Jameson at your work today? And I was like, no, why? And you're like, because you have lipstick on.
You have whore makeup on.
You don't look like a whore. I look like a flag.
You do kind of look like the Joker now that you said it.
Fuck!
A little bit, yeah. It's all part of the plan.
You should have acted like that and seen if anybody got
it. That would have been fucking great if you were doing that.
Well, hello, beautiful. What happened? Did your balls drop off?
On your face?
I watched this thing the other day. They're making a documentary about something. And
wow, thanks for that story. And
it's about the most vague thing you've ever said. It's about Heath Ledger.
Okay.
And then they had they showed you part of his diary that he kept when he was playing the Joker.
Oh, really?
And he wrote this diary as the Joker. And he
what?
Ends.
Wow.
And he ends the whole thing like really big in the back. He writes on the last page. Bye bye. That's it.
Sounds like a good ending.
Wow.
It's creepy.
Fucking douchebag.
But it's like crazy. Like, and he writes like as he's the Joker. Like,
did he write in like blood?
No, he just wrote like frantic and like sporadic.
Really?
And, like it.
What?
It was pretty interesting though. It was kind of sad.
That's fucking crazy.
He seems insane.
He was really into his character.
He did that.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I heard he was on all kinds of depressants and shit.
Perfect.
He did a great job. He was really into drugs.
He did a lot of things.
Really into something.
It was all part of the plan. It was all part of the script. You want to know how I got these ulcers? He was fucking creepy, though, man. I got to give him credit, man. That might have been one of the best villains I've ever seen.
In the history of all.
Did you question the casting at first?
Not really. No, no. Because, I mean, if you
I think most people did.
Yeah, I did.
No, I mean, if you look back at it, because originally what I had heard before that even came out was that Michael Keaton was possibly going to play the Joker. And I was like, wow, that's a cool twist.
Yeah.
Was Batman. Now he's the Joker. And you figure,
that
dude,
been
he
crazy.
Played, he played Beetlejuice. Awesome. Beetlejuice is almost like a Joker type character.
Hell yeah.
You know, so it wouldn't have been the worst fucking thing ever. I was like, that's not too bad.
I don't know. I see Michael Keaton as more... the Joker, I don't think, would have been as dark if it was Michael Keaton.
Probably not.
He's more funny.
Yeah. I agree with that. He's just... I don't know. He's a fucking whack job, that dude. Like I said, though, fucking Beetlejuice. It was actually on this weekend, this past weekend.
Was it really?
Beetlejuice.
It was on, like, Encore or something. And I was catching glimpses of it, like when he first came out of the thing, when they called him out for the first time.
Yeah,
he's
that
awesome.
Shit was funny.
He's such a pervert.
Wait, I didn't even notice. There's one part where he's hugging, what's his name? Which Alec Baldwin? Mm. And he reaches back and he like fingers Gina Davis. Yeah, he's like petting her twat.
Classic.
I'm surprised they never did like a sequel or anything to that.
I thought they were supposed to be working on one.
I'm surprised they didn't make at least like a B movie of it, like a shitty ass.
Well, they had a cartoon. I heard they had a cartoon.
Yeah, you used to watch that shit all the time.
Oh, I didn't, but I heard about the cartoon.
Oh my god, I loved it. on Saturday
Was
mornings.
It actual Michael Keaton's voice or no? Somebody
no,
else's
it was somebody else's, but it was good. Mm-hmm. I watched it all the time. It was awesome. There was
that
nobody.
Movie was rated PG, and they dropped the F-bomb in that movie, which is funny because you can't do that now.
No. Mm-hmm.
So it just goes to show you how much shit changed.
Shit's always going to change, right. Man.
Nice fucking model. Hong Kong.
I can't believe that was a PG.
Yeah. Well, that was the only thing that could have been... There was no, like...
Nudity or anything?
No.
Yeah. It was scary,
Yeah,
there was
no real violence.
No. I mean, that one scene where Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis are in... I guess they're in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, around all the other people that are, you know, waiting...
Dead.
Yeah, like the one lady, she's smoking and the smoke's coming out of her slit. The
football team.
The football team,
the
yeah.
The guy with the tiny head.
The guy, yeah. Who he steals the number from at the end of the movie.
And then his head becomes tiny.
Hey, that's, what's going on?
Michael Keaton was good at that. He might have been able to pull off a Joker. I feel like he's too old, though, and the Joker is young.
You know what, though? With all the fucking makeup and shit that they would put
that's
on
true.
Him, you really wouldn't see anything. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Heath Ledger shouldn't have done it. He obviously was the best. I personally liked his Joker better than Jack Nicholson's. Not
it's
the
two
Jack,
different Jokers.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying if I had to choose one, Jack Nicholson's Joker really didn't scare the shit out of me.
No.
As compared to you know, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger was amazing.
Right. Jack Nicholson was more of like, I don't know, he was kind of like fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like, what it was meant to be. It was meant
they
to
were
be
more
that
comical.
Way.
Yeah.
They were less dark.
It was more comic book,
yeah.
I guess, that movie, right?
The Dark Knight was pretty comic booky.
Yeah.
Dark Knight's different from Batman, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's darker. It's a darker comic book. I'm not saying Black Man. Black Man.
Batman was black. Blank Man.
Black Man.
I love Blank Man.
Oh, Miss Kimberly Johns.
Oh.
To the blanks. That fucking movie's awesome.
Kimberly it is.
I would like to see that documentary, though.
Yeah, it went into detail about a lot of things. Like,
is it going to be like a DVD or on-demand thing? Is it going to be on the Biography Channel? Like, you know?
I think Corey, that is a fan of the Jersey Jerk Show, he listens, he posted it on Facebook, and I read it off of his Facebook. So I don't know if it's something, because he's foreign or something, right?
Corey.
Yeah.
I think he lives on the West Coast. I don't think he's
really?
Foreign to New Jersey, maybe, but not to the United States of America.
He's not from this area.
No,
and
he's not.
So I guess it's coming out in his area. Sorry, Corey.
I think he's in, I want to say he's like somewhere near California.
I thought he was in like Ireland or some shit.
No.
I don't even know where that's
coming
up.
Yeah, I think you're getting confused with all the
like,
somebody
you're
other guys.
Probably getting confused with like Bram or whatever.
No,
Bram.
I know Bram.
Raisin Bram.
Bram Stoker.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, that one part when he's in The Dark Knight and he has the nurse's outfit on.
Oh, God, that was so funny.
That was his
Hi.
Idea. That was his idea. Because his mom was a nurse or something.
Hi.
Yeah. That's my favorite part of the
movie. He took
the
wig, or he's sitting there, he's like pulling back. He said, Hi.
And remember, too.
Rachel.
Remember before, and they were casting, and they just started making the movie. And everyone's like, come on, Heath Ledger as the Joker. It's going to be shitty.
The Joker. The Joker.
You want to know how I got this yarmulke?
Shut up! I'm not Jewish!
Hold on to your cock when you negotiate with these desert people.
Remember everybody said he was going to suck, though?
Yeah.
And then it was like, holy shit, he's going to win an Oscar. And I'm like, I got to see this fucking movie. Because I was like, what the fuck? They're making such a big deal. There's no way. It's just because he's dead. Da, 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 da. And then I watched it, and I'm like, I get it.
I mean, he definitely deserved the Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
I think he got it because he was dead.
Most likely. But, yeah. I mean, I feel like he would have got it if he was alive.
You think so? See, I don't think so. I forget.
I don't know. It's hard because movies like that
who
don't
up against
seem...
Them.
I think...
Because they don't, movies like that don't seem to get recognized by the Academy usually.
No, because the Academy is a bunch of old fucks.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, that's not artistic because it's a fucking
action
movie.
It's funny that they would actually allow a character in a movie like the Joker, that Joker,
to
win an Oscar as opposed to like, you know, the shit that they've done in the past. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't make sense. It's
Yeah, I think they still nominate a bunch of bullshit, but... You know, it seems like every year they're adding at least one or two good movies, and I think it's to draw people in the fucking watch.
Well, you notice that they extended they extended the nominee category. Now for, it's like 10.
For Best Picture.
Yeah. It's like 10 now instead of whatever it used to be.
Think about it. In 1 year, is there ever 10 movies that are so good?
I would say
sometimes. Really?
Sometimes. Most of the time, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe I don't go to the movies enough.
Well, it's
I
not,
don't either, but
it might not be 10 movies that are good to Fob or 10 movies that are good to me or to Mark or to you, but everybody's got different tastes in movies.
True.
So I might see 5 movies that I think are fucking spectacular, and you might be like, ugh, God, they stunk, but I love these 5 movies.
True.
Yeah, you got to appeal to everybody.
Good. Well, I'm glad that they're like,
I don't have any interest in seeing Life of Pi.
Oh, that was no.
Unless I'm actually going to be having pie.
Oh my God, it's such a great movie. The book was better though.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in seeing that. None of those types of movies I like watching.
One day they'll have a cartoon category for you, Miss.
They do.
Have a cartoon category.
They do. They have so many.
There's like 10.
Yeah.
Cartoon movies a year. Of course they get their own.
What's it called? Animation? Like animation?
Yeah, there's graphics, they have that. Animation. They have different ones. They have short film animation. They have short, everything.
It's like the Grammys, dude.
They don't show a lot of stuff. The Grammys, they don't. They have like 150 fucking. They don't show all the awards on TV.
On the way out, they'll say winners of this night were blah, blah, blah.
It's the same thing with
last year. There was 7 short animation films up.
Jesus.
And they were all amazing. I watched every single one of them. They were all amazing. They were so good. I didn't even know who was going to win.
I thought they were a little too highfalutin for all that shit. The Academy.
No, it's because some animation out there is so good.
Look, the majority of movies that are nominated are always going to be those, you know, types of movies that a certain few like. Well, not a certain few. I can't say that. Like for instance,
like
this
obscure.
Year. Well, this year they had that Les Miserables. That's a musical, you know. Yeah. They always have one of those types of movies. Then they'll have like one independent film.
Yep.
Then they'll have like one movie with like shit ton of like CGI. Life of Pi. Apparently, that was all like CGI.
Yeah, I saw all it was.
You know, whatever. And then you're gonna have like one or two movies that you know people that listen to us would like. Or, like, what we would like.
But I don't feel like they ever have, like, action movies in that category. Like, Fast and the Furious is never going to get fucking
But that's not really a movie. They're not trying to get an Academy Award. That's not one of those movies where they're trying to make a masterpiece. That's a cult thing. You know what I mean? That's for all those fucking, you know, rich teenagers that get Mercedes Benz from their parents and shit and soup up their cars. And it's not a...
Oh, my God. The coolest thing happened to me. When I was leaving Jesus's house last week, there's this road by his house called Lincoln Drive, and it's down.
Why don't you just give his address?
There's like million Lincoln Drives
in Philly.
It's not in Philly; it's in Pennsylvania, though.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's down a hill, and it's so swirly and twirly, whatever.
Swirly and twirly.
And then I was stuck on. I was. On it at one point in between 4 cars that were all like Fast and the Furious type cars, and I felt like I was in Fast and the Furious.
You're fucking idiot.
With an SUV?
Yeah, it was so awesome. I was like, we're going to rob a truck. What's up?
Am I like the only person that's never seen any of those movies?
Probably.
I've seen them.
I have zero interest in them.
The first one was good.
I actually remember after that. I liked the first two. The third one I couldn't even finish watching. The one that was in Japan.
I couldn't watch
Tokyo
that.
Tokyo Drift.
I couldn't watch that.
Yeah, I watched that.
It has nothing to do with the first two.
Other than one dude.
What was the fourth one? I forgot the fourth one.
I don't know. Michelle Rodriguez comes back from the dead.
No. That's the newest one. That's the 6.
Oh, then she dies in that. In the fourth one.
How the fuck did they skip over the fifth one then?
They didn't. There was a fifth one.
The fifth one, they find out she's... No.
No. Hold on a second.
No, the fourth one, they find out she's dead, right?
Everyone comes back in the fourth one.
Was it the fourth one?
Yeah.
Which one is the fifth one?
The fifth one is where
the... fifth one is with The Rock.
Yes.
The Rock's in it and...
The Rock was in one of them?
The fifth one. He's a badass.
Tyrese.
He's like a Tyrese.
Paul Walker are best friends.
Army that dudes. Was two. All right, stop.
Yeah, that was two.
Stop.
All right, stop what you're doing.
With the drug?
Huh?
The drug lord and shit? Is that the second one? I thought that was the fourth one.
The second one, the bad guy was the guy that was in Good Will Hunting, one of the friends of Matt Damon.
Oh, Matt yeah, Damon. Cole Hauser.
Cole Hauser, yeah.
Then the fourth one is the Mexican guy.
Quarterback. What's that?
The fourth one is the Mexican guy. Remember, because he likes that other girl cop or whatever. Tyrese likes that, like, Spanish girl cop, but she's, like, dating this
Mira,
lord.
What are you doing?
And there's that. You know, there's that when they have to get him all these cars by a certain time. Blah, blah, blah.
No. You're confusing like a four.
Was that Gone in 60 Seconds?
No, it's not Gone in 60 Seconds. They like had to do it.
Wait a minute. I don't remember working with Vin Diesel.
You don't even remember it. How do you know I'm wrong?
How would you? You can't understand a motherfucking word he says. You're just that fucking, mumble mouth, yeah, motherfucker.
Who? Vin Diesel? I can't understand anything he says.
My
it's
God,
like he's
I understand
muffled.
Everything he says.
I don't know. He's like fucking.
I like
weird.
His voice.
Of course you do.
You're a whore.
Of course you do.
You're not letting the sound bites insult me anymore. You're doing it yourself.
Okay.
Whoa. Stop the zita, puttana.
Now you're just mean.
Listen to yourself. You sound demented.
Wait, did you see? Did you finally see the mermaid shit that was on TV?
I did. I watched a bunch of them.
Does it put it to rest now? How
fake God,
it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Did I miss something? Because
the mermaid documentary things on the
that thing
Animal
you
Planet.
Said was so fucking fake. It was
I actually watched some of them. Yeah. There was like they had a whole day.
What are you saying? Are you saying that mermaids aren't real?
No.
Look at her. Now she's all convinced and confident.
Come on, Fob. Are you serious?
Okay. First of all, before I thought mermaids were real, but I have to rephrase it. Mermaids are real.
No, they
are.
They don't exist.
I think manatees are mermaids.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
So that's why I know that mermaids are real, because mermaids are manatees.
You think.
I know.
Manatees are mermaids.
Yeah, I think that's where it originates from.
Where did you hear that garbage?
Pirates.
What about
Missy Dum Dum Style?
What about pirates?
They would see the manatees and they would be at sea for so long and
they would want to fuck the manatees?
They would think that they were people.
Manatees.
Like girls.
Are not.
That I read it.
I've seen a couple of girls look like manatees, though.
I'm not gonna lie. Manatees are so cute.
I'm not going to lie.
It's not a mermaid.
No, but manatees are mermaids in my mind.
They're not.
So I don't want to be a manatee, but I want to be a mermaid. I want to be a half manatee, half person.
Wow. Okay.
Manatees are sea cows also.
Definitely seen a few of them.
What? That is, pirates used to think that. They would be on sea for so long that they would start to go crazy.
I can understand, like.
So you're saying they would bang the manatee?
You think a manatee's going to let you fuck it?
they're fucking real slow. You know.
They're like slow.
Come on, man. Stay still. Stay still. Come on.
Now they would see them from afar and be like, I saw a beautiful woman.
That's a big woman. Manatees are not small.
No, but if it was far away, it would look smaller.
You'll be fucking fat girls in no time!
Okay.
Drugs have really fucked you up.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Manatees, mermaids. That's it. But I never thought there was a real half fish, half lady.
that would be you.
Fuck you.
Smells like fish and is a lady.
Floating around the sea, singing and shit.
Turns out she's just another whore.
Oh my God.
Stupid. A person below normal intelligence.
So yeah, there's that.
Manatees are mermaids. I'm going to say no. Manatees are manatees. Mermaids are just fictional characters for stories.
They should, next new fish that they get, they should name it mermaids, though.
The next new fish that they find?
Yeah.
The next new fish. We found new fish.
They find new stuff all the time.
It's got huge tits. We're calling it a mermaid.
They found a glow-in-the-dark
Is there any
cockroach.
Reason why you just looked at your own boobs when I said that?
What? I did?
Yeah, you were like this.
Oh, I moved my feet and kicked a wire.
I was going to say, I was looking at him when I said it. I wasn't staring at your breasts.
No.
I was.
There. Now you can see them.
Of course you were. Of course.
and I'm going to see her boobs.
They were talking to me.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Her boobs are retarded.
Say my piece, Chrissy.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Chris.
I said my piece, Chrissy.
God. You're a demon.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, Chris.
What is
Hi,
that,
Hi, Chris.
Family Guy.
So fucked up. It sounds like a retard.
Chris was dating a girl with Down syndrome.
And that's what she... That's oh, no.
Yeah, I remember
Hi,
that.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
That's awesome.
I actually have someone with Down syndrome who actually says my name, believe it or not. I know it's pretty...
Oh, Fabio.
Shut up.
She's got Down syndrome.
Oh. You guys are evil.
He's just fucking with you.
No.
So like, when you found out that mermaids were no longer real, yeah, or whatever, before you get to the manatee thing, what did you think right there in that moment when you realized, oh my God, they're not real? Were you upset when you were like, were you upset thinking that you could never be one now?
No.
No?
Because
you said you always wanted to be a mermaid when you grew up.
I was a mermaid at one point in time.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
I was a mermaid. You're a fucking
idiot.
For a second. I was a mermaid. Because, man, that dude thought I was a mermaid. So that everything starts with that idea. For one second, this dude thought I was a mermaid.
But you're not a mermaid.
I know, but he thought I was. So for
He's
one second,
just as
I was
fucking stupid.
He was high.
He's so, just as dumb as you.
So I'm not sad about mermaids not existing because it kind of made sense. When they were like, oh.
No, so then you flip it into manatees are now the mermaids.
I've always thought that, though, because I had read before
You've
that
You've never
pirates,
said that.
That doesn't matter. I have a lot of shit in my brain I've never said.
Say them.
I do.
Like, rattle them off. Rattle
I
them
do.
Off.
I say them when I'm here.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
What was it, the scary music? It's like,
I can do nothing about that. It's just...
Where was it you graduated from again? University of Duh.
Oh, God. Yeah, so mermaids. It's all gravy.
That's cool.
Yeah, kind of made sense.
Well, I like how you brought up the whole fucking a manatee thing.
Mm.
It's actually something interesting. believe it or not, like, obviously bestiality is not an uncommon thing in this world. We've all heard of it.
Yeah.
Probably somebody in this room's done it.
No.
No.
Marco.
I don't think so.
Well, I say me.
Yeah. We've all fucked a pig here or there.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Wink, wink, my good man.
Agreed.
A couple weeks ago, a guy was arrested for sexually assaulting a peacock.
What the fuck, man?
Yes. This is true.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. It happened in Roselle, Illinois. This guy... I don't know. Here's my thing. Before I get to the story, like, they don't specify if this was a pet. They don't specify if he was like
did it escape from the zoo and thought
see,
it
that's
was
the
free?
Thing. They don't really. They just basically are saying this
I don't
guy
know if
banged
you're allowed
a
peacock. To have peacocks as a pet, are you?
The fuck do I know,
I don't know the rule on peacocks.
Yeah, me either. I don't know, but. They don't give that detail. I want to know how he got a peacock. Like, what do you walk into a corner store and be like, yeah, I'll take the peacock over there.
There's got to be a way to get a peacock.
How?
I don't know. Google it. There's probably...
She's I'm sure every
state. I guess she talks to me like I'm stupid. Right, Google it, you fucking idiot.
I guess every state's different. I mean, I'm sure it's different rules.
Yeah, you can own, like, pigs
and farm,
shit, so why couldn't
farm,
you have
you get,
a pig?
You want a peacock.
I understand that. But
why
like,
would you need a farm for a peacock? They don't harvest anything.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Cool feathers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have cool feathers.
They
got to
spread their
man.
Wings.
They got to fly. I saw one in a tree once in Runnymede.
Whoa. Stop.
Come on.
A I'm
peacock
not playing.
In Runnymede.
Yes.
Did it have any teeth left?
Fuck yeah.
Sure wasn't a cock that was peeing?
It had...
How many hours into your acid trip were you?
No, it was during the day. I was sober as a judge. And there was a peacock in the tree. I called the animal control and they came and got it.
It was talking to her.
I'm a peacock. I have to fly.
It had a tag on it. It's like it said.
Also belonged to
the zoo. The Philadelphia Zoo.
What the fuck was he doing in Jersey?
The zoo. I don't know. With the wind?
What?
Maybe it hopped on a car or something?
Gobble, gobble?
In the
gobble,
back of
gobble?
I don't know. Close enough.
I was like, here, my brain was like melting. I'm like, wait, peacocks don't melt. I mean,
what?
No, your brain did.
Peacocks
after
don't
your 10th acid trip,
they like squawk. I think like,
ah. Yeah.
Right.
Gobble gobble.
Like very low. Like they don't like tweet.
They don't tweet? Like, no, they probably just do Facebook.
Probably. Vine.
Peacocks.
Instagram.
Huh?
Anyway.
Was it an all-white peacock?
Or they don't have a picture of the peacock. Unfortunately, the peacock didn't make it. He
died?
Death. Yeah. Man. Yeah, the police showed up and they found the bird, DOA. The bird had a name. Peacock was Phil.
Phil the peacock.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Phil.
Rest in peacock.
Aww.
The reason why the cops went over there, actually, is because they were investigating child solicitation, indecent solicitation of a child, basically. This guy, if you see a picture of this guy online, his name is David Beckman. He literally looks like what's his name? George Carlin's, like, older brother, if he was still alive. Yeah, he's scary looking. He's got the yellow jumpsuit on.
He looked older than George Carlin.
Just pardon me.
Damn.
Yeah. So you look like a whack job.
Like an older, creepier George Carlin.
Exactly, yeah.
Holy shit.
How did they know that he had sex with the peacock?
He
fucking came on its back.
Oh.
Its feathers were stuck together.
Oh.
Caught him smoking a cigarette and laying next to it.
Yeah, so anyway, this guy got charged with three charges of harassment by telephone, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, two counts of marijuana possession, attempted indecent solicitation of a child, cruelty to animals, and two counts of battery. So.
What was the battery on the peacock?
No, the battery in a yeah, that would be funny if it was. The battery in a solicitation of a child charge stemmed from an earlier case. It involved a child between the ages of 13 and 17.
So are you a pedophile?
He touched basically. Touched the kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah. That wasn't good enough, so they went to a peacock.
Peacock?
Yes.
They don't even have sex, do they?
Who?
Peacocks.
I don't fucking... How do they procreate? What is it?
Eggs. Don't they, like, they... Somebody lays eggs and then the other bird...
Somebody. Right, hold on, I got this one coming out. One I had of the a big breakfast this morning.
The male peacock comes on the ground and then the female peacock just sits in it.
No, the other way around. The female peacock lays the eggs, and then the male peacock jumps on it and fertilizes it.
That's a penguin.
Is it? I thought it was all birds.
No, the penguin keeps it warm. Doesn't really fertilize it.
I thought that's what birds did.
The penguin fucks the chick penguin. The chick penguin shits out the egg.
Where are their sex organs inside their body?
I don't know. I've never fucked a penguin before.
What?
I'll show her my French flipper trick.
Oh God.
Yeah, I never seen penguin sex organs. Never seen penguin penis or penguin pussy.
I think birds don't have sex.
Sidney Crosby's
like
a penguin pussy.
Huh?
Like birds don't have sex.
You were just saying when we were outside smoking a cigarette that you thought those two birds across the street were about to fuck.
Yeah, and then I realized that was wrong, and then I said, fight. Remember? And then I said, oh, or fight.
Wrong!
I did say that.
Wrong.
Wise.
All right, let's stay on the bestiality thing.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. I just heard this today. I just saw this today. Some guy in Detroit was filmed by a bunch of high school students fucking a pit bull. While the kids were going to school.
Out of all the fucking species, you go for a pit bull?
A pit bull mix.
Oh.
Yeah. It was in Detroit. Police investigated after students on the way to Denby High School saw a man having sex with a dog. They shot video on their cell phone and showed it to school security, who called the police.
Did you hear any of the video?
No.
No, I'm gonna leave you out, dude.
You snorted.
It wasn't me.
That was me.
Yeah.
You need some sexy music behind that, though.
Listen, the officers arrived to find a suspect sitting naked on the ground behind two vacant homes cuddling his pooch. Like, how does...
So creepy.
First of all, I hate pit bulls. I'll say it. I don't have no problem saying it. I don't like pit bulls. I think pit bulls should be extinct. I don't like those dogs at all.
Why?
Because they're dangerous. They're dangerous as fuck.
They're not all dangerous.
Well, doesn't matter. Well, yeah, no. They're all capable of being extremely dangerous. They're like the only...
So all humans are capable of being extremely dangerous.
I'm talking about fucking dogs.
My brother has a pit bull.
Who?
Franny.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make...
Nothing wrong with that dog.
It doesn't make any difference to me. I still
it's the
think
way they're raised.
It's the way they're raised.
Yeah. Whatever.
Nothing wrong
I don't
with that
like
dog.
Pit bulls at all. At all. That's my personal opinion. I'm not changing it for you.
That's
or your
fine.
Brother. So
Michael Vick.
What's that? Yeah.
That's fine, Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Well, of course those pit bulls are nasty. They're trained to fucking...
They're trained to fight.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, my point is that I don't like pit bulls. What I don't understand is, how does this pit bull just sit there...
Because some pit bulls
are
loving.
What nationality is a pit bull? That I'm racist.
So how does a pit bull just let a guy fuck him?
See, this is should you change your opinion of
he's
pit
a gentle
bulls.
Pit bull.
He's just wants
to love
him. He
was raped.
He wasn't raped. He said that he enjoyed it and cuddled.
That's what I mean. Like this pit bull cuddled with his owner. I mean, the owner cuddled with the pooch, but.
Because pit bulls aren't what you think, man. They're perverts. They're sweet. They're sweet little perverts.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
So, like, what are you saying? That this guy, like, was taking his pit bull out on a date?
Probably.
Wined and dined it?
Yeah.
Get
the fuck out of here.
Dogs act the way that you raise them. So if it raised... So if it was raised,
I don't know pit bulls. I don't know if pit bulls would be listening to Marvin.
You don't think they go? No,
no.
They'd be a little something different.
Yeah,
a little more hardcore.
No, not no. Hardcore.
DMX,
smoother.
Oh, smoother.
Little like
James.
No
Ingram.
Words.
No.
No words.
Maybe like 70s porn.
Like Kenny G.
Maybe like Kenny G. That's actually really good
for a pit bull.
That's
pit bulls love Kenny G.
It makes them docile.
There you go.
Come here, Fido. You're looking good in that
color. What was the pit bull's name?
It doesn't say.
But they let you know that Phil the peacock is dead.
Well, Phil's dead. I think the pit bull wants some anonymity.
Yeah, the pit bull's like, no, you don't put my name in that paper.
You whining and dining that
yeah,
pit bull.
Man. Take off that collar.
Wow, that's a tight fit.
Oh, God. Oh, God! You know what I don't understand as well? If this
What's
is
that?
His, if
this whole conversation.
If this is his pet, Pitbull,
right.
Why is he fucking in an alley?
I don't know. They didn't say anything about being home. Okay, here's the... His brother.
They want to be adventurous.
By the way, I actually have a picture of the Pitbull. And he looks pretty happy.
Aww.
You see it?
Of course he looks happy. He got laid.
This guy's, they didn't say who this guy's name was, but his brother spoke to the news station in that area and said that his brother was a drug user and had mental health issues. So that probably makes a little more sense.
Makes dogs attractive.
Makes dogs attractive?
I guess.
Hey, right? Ugly.
Was it a female dog?
They didn't say.
What the fuck, man? This story lacks holes. Damn.
Apparently not this one hole.
Not for this guy. This guy had plenty of holes.
Oh, God.
Does it matter if the pit bull is male or female?
I was just wondering.
It's an odd question.
Why?
I just don't think if you're going to fuck a dog, does it really matter if they're male or female?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, are you and Jesus going to entertain that thought?
God, no.
Threesome?
Another funny thing was, too, there was a female officer on the scene. She had already worked past her 12-hour shift, and she had passed out from exhaustion. I personally think she passed out because she probably was, like, grossed out of her fucking mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they put that detail in there.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
That is weird.
Well, they took the guy away on a stretcher.
What guy?
The whatever.
The dog fucker?
The dog fucker. Yeah, because he was, like, out of it.
Dog
completely
tore him up.
Out of it. But they also took another ambulance came and took the cop, the chick.
too.
Oh, wow. What happened to the dog?
The dog, the cops took the dog.
Smoked a cigarette and went back inside the house.
Is he on the force now?
What? Yeah, he's going around to other kennels and talking to dogs about rape.
It's not your fault.
Jesus Christ. I wish you were there on the scene when it happened. Like, you were part of the police force that showed
up. I would be a good reporter.
Looks like this man gave his dog a bone.
That's excellent.
You want to have some good ones? I got it ready. Yeah, I think it's fucked up, though.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I wonder if he, like, smoked weed with the dog, too.
That would be funny.
Like,
why don't you go in there and make me some fucking,
like,
pancakes?
Shotgun in it. So they had sex in an alley, and then they laid down and cuddled together?
Yeah, basically.
And this was all on video?
Well, the high school kids that were walking to school, they were shooting it on their
Did you try and find it on YouTube?
No. I doubt it would be on YouTube. Don't you think it's a little graphic for YouTube?
Anything's on
YouTube. I've never seen porn on YouTube. I've tried. Nothing like that has ever been on YouTube.
No, you got to... They'll put it somewhere else.
It's even hard to find, like, actual deaths sometimes. Like, sometimes people just take it right off.
Yeah, well...
You know, so... It's not. It's kind of hard.
I mean, I wouldn't want to watch that at all.
No, why would you?
But I would want to.
The cuddling part would be funny, though.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
He was like, you know, petting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was like licking his face.
Kind of throw up.
Seriously, it is really disgusting. Like, if I had to report to that, I would probably faint too, lady cop. I get it.
I love my pet.
So I stroke it, and I pet it, and I massage it. Yeah, I love it. I love my little naughty pet.
And then the peacock guy.
Oh! I killed it!
You're naughty.
Peacock.
It's a lot of fucking bestiality shit's been happening, like,
all in that general, like,
Michigan, Chicago area. It's a lot of it's been happening. It seems like there was another guy who in April he banged a two dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, two dogs at
same
once.
Time.
Yeah,
it's threesome. Awesome.
Oh my
threesome
god!
With two for dogs. Him,
he got game.
Why are you? Why would? Why? Oh.
Yeah, there was a Morristown cop that just got put in jail for fucking a horse.
You're shitting me.
No, Morristown, New Jersey.
Are you fucking with me?
No. Also for having sex with underage girls to him and his girlfriend. But
ew.
But one of the charges was had to do with banging cows and horses. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to seriously be wrong.
He's
with
a cop.
What the fuck? Like, how do you get to that point? Where you're like, fuck it, animals. What the fuck?
See, the police force has dropped their fucking standards for hiring people.
What the fuck, shit. Man?
Don't they have to take a psychological exam?
Yes.
Failed. He must knew somebody.
I don't know.
Cows, horses, a peacock.
Oh, my.
Makes no sense. Peacock, like, none of it. Like, next thing you're going to hear is, like, turtles or something.
Turtles.
I split that shit in half.
God.
We caught this guy fucking tortoises. He had his cock stuck in a snapper.
Wouldn't they be afraid of getting, like, diseases, too, from that? Like,
yeah, like horse HPV.
Like, seriously, can't...
HPV, horse PV.
You have to be able to, like... Animals have different diseases than humans, right? They, like, mutate and turn into some super fucking disease.
I don't... Fucking know.
I hate the world.
It's gross.
I'm going to have to rewrite my thing on humanity.
What is it, a dissertation you're writing? No,
fucking... Sure.
Can't wait to read it.
Speaking of horse fuckers, Marco.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that guy.
It wasn't
up.
Me.
Oh. There was another guy in February. Andrew Mendoza pleaded guilty to public lewdness and criminal trespassing for trying to make a baby with his neighbor's horse. This is... One of his quotes that was in the court document, I was thinking it would have a horseman baby.
What the fuck? How old was this dude?
29.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, pretty freaky.
Horse baby. What the fuck?
He thought it was going to be half man, half horse.
Is he retarded?
Now, would that be,
he thought it was going to be a centaur.
A human head on the horse's body or a human body with a horse head?
Either way, it's fucking creepy.
It'd be like the first superhero.
Isn't that like a Greek
real
thing?
Real life superhero.
A centaur?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a Greek thing. It's a weird thing. You know that.
I thought it was like a down
fucking
south
Greeks.
Thing. Isn't that like the bestiality big thing down southern states? That's just what I... When I think of bestiality, I think of like, you know, out there in the Midwest,
like
or down south. Yeah.
Yeah, like fucking their sheep.
Or down south somewhere.
Why horses? Horses
like,
are huge.
Maybe like Nebraska.
I don't know.
Cornhusker.
I don't know.
If you read the story, he said he got down off his bucket and put his clothes back on.
Yeah, he also said, he says, I'm not going to lie, I blew a nut in a horse.
Oh, Jesus.
Where is this?
I don't remember. Hold on.
Somebody is, like, people have too much time on their hands or something.
It doesn't, I don't have it in front of
me. He had to step up on a bucket.
Well, it's the last name's Mendoza, right?
Yeah, he's
New York, California, Arizona. One of those three.
How about Texas?
I don't
Texas.
Boy, you got the border right there.
Yeah. You sent it. Hold on a second, let me see.
That's some crazy shit.
Horseman baby.
And he's in jail, I'm assuming.
I was trying to make the horse have a baby.
Why does he want a
he's
baby?
He's retarded. He's got to be retarded. Mentally challenged.
He doesn't look like he's right in the head.
No, can't be.
If you don't look it, then there's something up.
Oh, just says Wharton County. Oh, Texas. Close enough.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we forgot about that one. That's a lot of Mexicans in Texas.
Yeah.
Remember the Alamo?
Is that why there's Tex-Mex?
It's made of horse meat.
Oh, God.
Is that why there's Tex-Mex?
That's why I can't eat Taco Bell right now. I'm not sure if they got all their horses out.
If they got all their horses out?
They were making meat with horses.
Right. They're probably continuing to do so.
They said they were going to stop.
Who cares? It's fucking delicious.
That's what they said.
Who are you worried about?
I care.
It comes right out anyway.
It doesn't like matter. It freaks me out when I eat it. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I eating?
I found a hoof in my burrito. I want a refund.
Long,
sir, you didn't have to eat
hair.
The burrito, though.
It's good.
Long black hair? That's usually the Puerto Rican that's working. It's not really
funny. You know what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
Hold the hair.
Is that really why there's Tex-Mex?
I think it stands for like Texas and
Mexico. Mexico. Food. Tex-Mex. It's a mixture of the both.
Yeah.
Is that why? Because there's a lot of Mexicans in Texas in the same general
area. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's one of the border states.
Mexicans!
I love Mexican food.
Hey!
Stopping it early was so worth it right there.
When I was younger, my favorite cartoon character was Speedy Gonzales.
Really?
I loved him. He was my man. He never spoke English. He just said the same thing over and over again.
He spoke a little English.
He said, andale, andale, arriba, arriba.
Oh, no, it was his fucking drunk cousin that was always talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, Speedy, Senor Speedy.
Speedy
he
never
was the
talked.
Slow one.
Yeah.
He'll never fucking move nearly as bad.
And Speedy just ran into the same goddamn thing over and over again.
Yeah, and then his cousin was just drunk off his ass.
Off tequila.
Right. I need some more booze.
He was awesome.
Speedy. Senor Speedy. Speedy Gonzalez. Love it. I was going to say about this whole horse fucking
thing. Any more bestiality reports?
You know
Somebody
what? Honestly,
snake.
There's tons of them, but... What?
fucking
snake? Snake?
You can use a snake as a condom. Jesus Christ.
Boom! Same thing. They don't want sex, they have an egg, and then the other snake slithers over the egg.
Is that like for every animal? Almost?
That don't have penises and vaginas.
Manatees do the same thing. The female manatee shits out an egg, and then the male manatee just lays over the egg.
Makes sense.
It makes sense.
That would be that would be hard, I think, with a snake.
Yeah.
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 Pretty much impossible.
I would think having sex with a peacock would also be impossible.
I guess it was pretty, though.
Probably. Peacocks are beautiful. When I was in, like, eighth grade, I had to do a report, and it said, like, if you ever... if you could be any animal, what animal would you be? And I said peacock.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and now I never want to be peacock.
You're surprised about that? I'm surprised you made it to the eighth grade.
I mean, when I was 8 years old.
Oh, okay. It makes more sense.
She was in eighth grade at 28.
That was her final.
She put her hand down on the paper and drew like a turkey. That was her final.
Each feather represented... you know, a portion of her.
Right, right.
You know, this one. Red feather was creativity.
They don't have red feathers, do they?
They're all.
I don't know.
It's turquoise and green.
I don't know.
Not knowledgeable on your peacocks.
No, I'm not. I'll miss
no
that.
Offense, doesn't make but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
They have all white peacocks that look like ghosts.
Huh.
They have all white peacocks. Huh? They look like ghosts. I hope that peacock haunts that other dude. How dare he hurt Phil? It had to be... Oh, I can't. Phil. Stupid David. Killing Phil. Hate him. I'm going to have nightmares because of that.
Are you really?
Probably. It's really fucked up in my head right now. Don't have
nightmares. You'll be fine.
But that's so fucked up. He had a name.
Fuck him, baby.
His name was Phil. Oh, my God.
Stupid woman. They're all going to laugh at you.
You're fine.
Phil.
It's happening more than you know.
At least it wasn't Punxsutawney Phil.
Fuck him.
What? He can die?
Oh, you want someone to fuck him? Oh, that's not nice.
No. He's famous. He doesn't count. Phil was an unknown peacock.
No, it was Phil. He was known.
Phil the peacock.
He had a name.
Yeah, but he was... Ugh. Never mind. I hate it. All of it. So much. I wonder how he had sex with it. Like, how did he kill it? Did he suffocate it?
I don't think peacocks... I could be wrong. I've never seen one up close. But I don't think peacocks have holes as big as vaginas.
Oh.
So he probably wrecked it.
Oh.
I think Phil liked it rough and it got a little too rough.
Dude, I think he probably impaled the organs of the fucking peacock when he was banging it. And do female peacocks even have vages? Was it a female peacock? Did he butt fuck it?
We don't have enough information.
We don't have enough information.
We need more information.
It wasn't a female because its name was Phil.
True. Okay, so there you go. You established the sex of it. It's a male. So he fucked it in the ass.
Ugh.
That's disgusting.
They probably put pellets. Like totally. Oh, my God.
You hit me so hard, my dick presses against my zipper, and it hurts like a motherfucker.
I'm trying to bang this fucking brush. Want to help me out? I'm
trying to bang this fucking peacock. You want to help me out? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes. Missy looks disturbed. You look really disturbed by it. You have to move forward. You have to move on.
Let's move on then.
From this.
Move forward.
I wrecked that thing.
That asshole was like ground zero, man.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
All right, let's get off the bestiality thing.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right?
Let's talk about how Pop-Tarts are slowly destroying the world.
They're destroying society.
Society is at the mercy of the Pop-Tart.
Yeah, this is fucking crazy.
Pop-Tarts are so good.
All right,
they are good.
So, Latasha Renee Love.
Hey.
Okay. We're going to say she's a Harvard
grad. What kind of molignons it is?
Or that.
Goddamn jigaboo.
She called the cops.
You damn dirty
on her 13-year-old son. For taking her Pop-Tarts without asking.
Oh, we got a jigaboo taking Pop-Tarts. In pursuit. He's on a stolen Huffy.
What's it, the same town that fucking Papa John's
in? Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. They didn't say they didn't give out the kid's name. Obviously, I'm sure as ends in love.
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not.
Lamar Johnson Hate.
Or Washington.
He was arrested for allegedly stealing Pop-Tarts. The boy is facing misdemeanor larceny charges after his mother says he took the pastries from the home without asking her first. She called the police, who placed the underage suspect under juvenile arrest. Mm-hmm. Love had previously had other disciplinary issues with her son.
Let's face it. They didn't arrest this kid. They put him in a fucking foster home because that mom should not have a kid. You can't steal food from the house you live in.
The arrest, it happened.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I've never heard of anything.
Look, I'll be honest with you. If stealing Pop-Tarts is an arrestable offense, I would have been dead a lethal injection. I'll tell you right now, okay? Because I've had some serious run-ins with Pop-Tarts before. And I've stolen Pop-Tarts before.
You fat fucking scumbag!
I love Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts are one of my favorite things in all of the world.
They're fucking good, right?
They are. Fuck yeah.
All right.
You know what you do? Try a little more fucking, a little less eating.
You're a fat fucking disgrace.
Fat pig.
The TV reporter waited 2 hours outside her house to try to get, you know, her side of the story or whatever, and all she did was curse him out and close the door.
Crazy. That was it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, at the end of the story, it says that this isn't the first time that Pop-Tarts have gotten people in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Back in March, a 7-year-old was in Maryland who was suspended from school for nibbling a Pop-Tart pastry into the shape of a pistol and pointing it at his classmates.
Which, come on, everybody used to do that when we were young.
Fuck no, I used to house the Pop-Tart. Yeah. That didn't even make it past 2 seconds.
The only crime there was not finishing the Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Let me move the mic.
Do I look like the Pop-Tart?
I don't eat the crust.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that. I would always
you
do
eat that.
It'd
first.
Be like a joke.
Mm-hmm. You eat that first.
No, I throw it out.
Oh, you're crazy.
See, you know what I do? I take both Pop-Tarts, I cut the crust off, and then I stick it in between the two and mush them together like
ew.
A sandwich.
Oik, fatty.
In June 2009, two Florida men were arrested for burglary after asking a police officer for a ride. The officer had to search them before letting them in the vehicle and found a collection of stolen high-tech gadgets and stolen Pop-Tarts. A pack of stolen Pop-Tarts. And this one was my favorite. In June 2006, a Utah man tried to steal some Pop-Tarts from a convenience store but was hit by a pickup truck seconds after he left the store.
Oh, God.
Good.
I wish that they would say what flavors they had.
I would say grape. I'm just guessing.
Oh my God.
You racist motherfucker.
What the hell is that?
I'm just guessing.
What do you mean, cat? You people?
I get excited about my foods. Let's talk about the parent for a second.
Yeah. She's a mess.
Do you think it's... I mean, obviously, it's not right that this kid gets arrested for something like that. It's not like he stole it from a fucking supermarket. Not that
no.
Not even that it really should be an arrestable offense, but...
No, I mean, do you go to some little juvie-type...
Yeah, like, you're just pushing this kid into a bad fucking upbringing.
Fuck yeah, he can't eat.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, the upbringing's got to be terrible.
Well, I'm saying, like, you're already killing his future by...
You
by
knew that right off the bat.
Snitching... Snitching on for that, you know?
Yeah, don't snitch. What's up?
Rob Sprance chimed in and says, I didn't know Pop-Tarts come in watermelon.
Oh.
Just join in, buddy.
Join in the racism.
That's right. Watermelon. They got chicken flavored Pop Tarts now.
Chicken and waffles.
I gotta go.
Chicken and waffles.
Can we play a best of?
Hot sauce flavor.
On the side.
Frank's hot sauce flavor Pop Tarts. Yes.
It comes with a little fun sized bottle in the back.
No, it's inside the pastry.
Ugh.
Disgusting.
I try it.
You would too.
If it was like a waffle crust and then it had like chicken bits for little sprinkles on top of it and then barbecue sauce inside or hot sauce inside.
Keep talking.
That does sound kind of good, actually.
That's the first time you've ever given me wood.
Oh my God. I think we're onto something. We should copyright that before they steal it.
What, Frank's Hot Sauce Pop Tarts?
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
We'll see.
I don't think it'll go anywhere.
They have chicken and waffle flavored Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, but that's chips.
So?
Pop Tarts supposed to be like sweet, like so? Sugary.
It's time for the brain to meat.
It's time for what? Brain to meat? Huh? What?
Just say it. Don't stammer around like a fucking spastic. She's a retard. Stop speaking in anagrams. Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
You're an idiot.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
Oh, God. Bring in the meat.
Bring in the meat.
Those branches are already shaped like a food stamp.
Oh my God.
Objection! Extremely racist!
Jeez, you don't have to be a dick about it.
This sounds racist.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Man. Get chill.
A Moulignan.
Choco Paquette.
Bang, bang, a skeet, skeet, nigga.
God damn it. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's insane.
They're already shaped like food stamps.
You wouldn't know nothing about this. It's black problem.
So your mom is calling.
Holy shit.
That's funny, man.
Oh, man. By the way, you got to listen. When you guys get a chance, everybody, listen to Rob Sprance's interview with Billy Hayes.
Okay.
From the Midnight Express, the movie The Midnight Express.
We'll do.
Oh, Billy. Billy. Fucking awesome. Once again. But you know what the funny thing is?
What's that?
What it reminded me? He did, like, everybody was there. The whole crew was there. Nobody talked for 2 hours. So doing the interview. Immediately, I went to fucking, I thought of Father. I was like, now I see what he means.
I feel for you, Rob. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Aww.
But I mean, he handled it like a pro, but I was just like, wow, is that what the fuck? We left Father out to dry?
Kind of.
Oops.
Sorry.
Oh, poor you.
That's funny.
Well, except for that one time Marco set up that interview with Robert Kelly.
That was the best part. Yeah, that was the best interview we've ever done.
So big gulps, huh, guys?
I set nothing up.
Don't talk crazy.
So, Bobby, how you doing?
Yeah, right. What the fuck was that? No sense whatsoever. So, of course, I sat there. I was like, all
right. I didn't tell him to call. You act like I set that up.
Well, this boring cocksucker.
He said it on the air. That you asked him to call.
I definitely didn't ask him to call.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yes, you are just douchey to the core.
No. You sound like an unbelievable douche.
Because in that show he was playing himself. An asshole.
I leave more personality in tightly coiled piles on the lawn.
Honestly, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
You're acting like a cock.
God, you're more worthless than Colin Farrell.
This guy could fuck up a cup of coffee.
Nobody likes you here, man.
Kill yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
Die.
I hate it here. I hate this whole goddamn place. It's all a bunch of shit.
Holy crap.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So Pop-Tarts.
So Pop-Tarts after all that shit. Yeah, Pop-Tarts, man. They're dangerous. Not only for your cholesterol, but for... but for, you know...
Who makes Pop-Tarts?
Who makes them?
Mm-hmm. Kellogg's or some shit.
I would assume... Yeah, that sounds about right. Kellogg's sounds right.
If they ever went under, be retaliation. Do you ever have toaster pastries?
Let's be honest, though. Let's be honest. There's a very good chance this lady called the cops on her son for stealing those knockoff Pop-Tarts you get at, like,
the toaster pastry. I was just about to say, it's the black Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have...
the black Pop-Tart.
They don't even have icing, do they?
Oh, that's
don't
a
rip-off. Don't they just have holes?
It's like sporadic.
It's just they have board holes.
They have holes where the rats breathe.
Sort of cockroaches were
yo,
eating it.
Yo, Lamar, give me a box of them ghetto tots.
What flavor?
Yeah, I'll take grape. If not grape, I'll take watermelon.
All out.
All out.
All out. No grape.
I'm calling the cops. It is bizarre to me that she called the police.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't understand. Bizarre.
She's like one of the worst mothers in the world.
Seriously. Oh, you ate my Pop-Tarts? I'm calling. Like, what? Doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's awful.
That's terrible. They should make very, very tiny Pop-Tarts. And, the, like, that you can eat like cereal. That would probably be so good.
He has a very, very small Pop-Tart.
They should make tiny Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, like
tiny tarts.
Tiny tarts.
It's already taken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they should make Pop-Tarts that are real small, and then you can eat, like, cereal. Fun-sized tarts.
Fun tarts. Fun,
fun
tart.
Tarts.
You are a fun tart.
Shut up. I was like, fuck.
Fun tart.
God, I knew where this was going.
Kellogg's retarts.
Didn't even get it at first. Like, oh, yeah, okay. There it is.
Uh-oh. We got a moron here. Is that it?
And you said that all the neighbors laughed about it, right?
Yeah, they were like, what? It's because the news reporter was asking them, would you do that to your children? And they just laughed like,
horrible.
No, of course not.
No.
No, we can like our kids.
Yeah. Well, there's one lady, she's like, well, I provide for my family. She's
that's
like,
right.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with her hair all dead for the news.
Yeah,
and
her nails. And she's like, that's right. But that's fucking good for her, letting her kids
brand new Maxima and living in a fucking decrepit house.
Right. With a box of ghetto tarts. Because I can't afford
taste
the real
pastries.
They got the, like, they got the sporadic, like, line of
you know,
icing.
You know how some of, you know how the Pop-Tarts, some of them have, like, the little, like, if you see the one with the white or pink icing, they have, like, little dots on it, like sprinkles.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sprinkles on the ghetto tarts are like rat pellets, like rat coffee.
Well, they just paint them. They just... it's just a bunch of white guys in suits wondering how they can fucking rip off the poor people. The
dude,
poor folk.
First of all, Pop-Tarts are like, you can get two of those 12-pack Johns for $5. So why couldn't they afford them?
Dickin' tough times, man.
How much are toaster pastries then? Are they like 50
cents? They're like a third of the price of fucking
really?
Pop-Tarts. You're paying for the name. Because
Pop-Tarts are so cheap. I thought that's why everybody liked them.
Plus, nobody knows where Johns are in the supermarket.
Shut up.
Well, no. The black people do.
Yeah, they know where the Johns are in the Super Bowl.
White people may not know where the Johns are.
Black people don't know where the Johns are either. Somebody from 1987 knows where the Johns are.
Whatevs.
Poor Missy.
Why?
Because whatevs.
My mind is a boggle, though.
A what?
Is a boggle.
Like the game?
Yeah, right now, because it's hard for me to wrap my head around certain things.
Like the peacock?
I don't know. We moved on. No more peacock. Shut up.
Crazy bitch.
The fuck? Okay. I feel like that was on Warner.
Just fucking force that one in there.
I'm like, oh, okay,
crazy bitch whore.
Yes.
This is
retarded. Banana Pop Tarts. And they didn't even specify the flavors.
I know, yeah, it's upsetting,
we all know about Phil now. I think it's weird when certain people leave certain things out of certain things.
Well, be honest, okay? We're talking about a young black family. What flavors of Pop Tarts do you think it's going to be?
Strawberry?
No.
I feel like that's the most popular.
The shittiest kind, fucking maple brown sugar.
Ooh. I love that kind.
Well, you're half black, so...
I am. What? What is it? Am I really missing it?
No, I'm saying...
I was like, is it that obvious? Because I'm thinking of them all in my
Rob
head.
Sprantz, he could be right. If there is a watermelon flavor...
There's not.
I don't think there is.
I'm going to go with grape.
They don't have
they
grape.
They don't have grape flavored either.
I don't fucking know.
Strawberry's the most popular, I feel.
I think they're disgusting.
I don't like the strawberry ones either. I like cherry and s'mores. S'mores, I ate the crust of the s'mores.
You say, I ate the crap out of the
s'mores. I ate it because it's green cracker.
Limited edition red velvet.
Oh, I hate red velvet.
I love it.
Wildberry bloom.
My girlfriend
loves that
shit.
Ew, that's disgusting. Wildberry bloom is so gross.
Chocolate peanut butter?
No. No, the one that I liked, I don't even know if they make it anymore. I remember when I was young, I used to always get this one.
Blueberry?
It was the whatever, what do you call that? The pastry part, the cookie part, whatever. What the fuck's that called?
Cookie.
Okay. It was like chocolate colored. It had what?
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
You hit me in the face.
I think I shit my pants.
Oh, my God.
It scared the shit out of me.
What the fuck are you doing?
I got hit in the face with something. A projectile hit me right in the fucking forehead.
I know what you're talking about. Vanilla cream.
The vanilla cream ones were the fucking
they're
shit.
They're the best
chocolate
cake. They still
make
them.
Vanilla cream and a vanilla
icing
with chocolate
and sprinkles. Best ones
that
ever.
That was the best one I've ever had.
Yeah,
the is that what it's called, vanilla cream?
Yeah.
God, I haven't had that in like
best
20 fucking
ever.
Years.
They started to make ones that were all chocolate, and they were disgusting.
Yeah, s'mores. Yeah. They don't have that one. They have cookies and cream, hot fudge sundae, confetti cupcake, cinnamon roll, chocolate fudge.
Nah, I look like a
do
big
they have the vanilla
fuck,
cream
you know?
One?
Chocolate chip cookie
dough.
The
cookies dough. And cream one? I guess it's cookie
chocolate
and cream
chip, meal. Cherry.
Cherry's a bomb.
Blueberry, crunchy. Unfrosted blueberry.
You're looking up all the flavors. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm trying
they
to guess.
Blueberry?
All right, look up ghetto tarts. See what kind of flavors they got.
Toaster pastries. They have no icing, I don't think. Right?
I don't know.
Ross Brant again chimed in. Prison flavored.
Oh, God.
Commissary.
Commissary.
I bet people get killed for them in jail. Get killed for
Shiv tarts.
I wonder why they're called Pop Tarts.
Because they pop out of the toaster. Yeah. And it's
oh,
a
I
tart pastry.
Is it a tart? Pastry. I thought tarts were round.
I don't fucking know.
You get so mad.
No, just, you.
I asked too many questions.
There's just too many questions.
There's no ghetto Pop Tarts.
Toasterpastries.com.
My balls.
Do they have any coupons on that Pop Tarts website?
Coupons?
Coupons.
You talk coupons? My daughter's sick.
Yeah, toaster pastries. There's the Pop Tart gun.
Oh, you see it? Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good artwork.
I know. He kicked ass.
That's talent right there. That shit would've made it. I can't tell the flavor. Looks like cherry to me. Looks like cherry.
Cherry. All right.
Yeah. Looks like cherry.
We'll go with cherry.
You're a fucking liar.
Rhubarb.
Holy shit. Fucking Pop-Tarts.
I mean, I've never stolen food from, like, anyone that I know, whether it be family or friend. There's no need to.
Steal food?
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah, it's
there's no such thing as stealing food from the fucking house you live in.
No.
But I was trying to make a point, though. I've never stolen food from anybody that I know. And, like, taking food from someone, like, if we were downstairs, right, and let's say you open your pantry and you had a fucking thing of Pop-Tarts. And I was like, Chris, let me get one. You're either going to say, no, you fat fuck, stay away from my Pop-Tarts.
Probably.
Right. Or you'd be like, sure.
Unlikely.
Chris gets excited about his Pop-Tarts.
No, I get excited about my food.
Fuck with my Pop-Tarts.
I would hide Pop-Tarts in a Tampax box so my brother wouldn't eat them.
That's a totally different type of Pop-Tart. What flavor is that? Raspberry. Red raspberry.
It kind of makes you throw up.
Salmon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I didn't want salmon.
You're a fucking disgrace.
I didn't want salmon.
Does AIDS have a flavor?
So do they ever have death. Grape?
No grape.
I didn't think so.
You're a cantaloupe.
How much were Taster pastries?
Oh, no, I didn't look up the price.
I never had them, but I've seen them in like people's houses.
I don't know if they're considered cheaper.
Basically, any type of like food that's out there has like a major name brand.
Toaster strudels, they're called.
There's toaster strudels are not a knockoff.
They're more expensive. Yeah, they're more.
So it's called toaster pastries.
Yeah.
Toaster strudels.
Toaster strudel tried to compete with Pop-Tart, but couldn't.
They lost the battle.
They did. Remember in the commercials, they were always like, oh, who wants that boring old thing when you can have this awesome thing and fucking put your
I've never had the toaster strudels. Awesome.
They're all right.
No wonder why. Yeah, they are the
There's
cheaper
like
ones.
Too much work.
They're made by Lady Liberty. Chocolate fudge.
What?
Chocolate fudge, motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, nigga.
The ones that I always saw actually did look like a stamp.
Right? Nice place, nigga.
Just talking her language.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I think there might be grape in toast.
Ah! Come on now. Give it up.
Oh, no. It's cherry pomegranate.
That's not. No. They don't eat pomegranate.
Was, yeah, no. That's cherry pomegranate.
I was going to say, we would have had a
winner. They couldn't afford to put pomegranate. It was the pomegranate.
Pomegranate?
Pomegranate.
Okay.
Mm.
They are the ghetto Pop-Tarts. They even write it in slang. Pomegranate, yo.
Cherry.
Now me.
Yeah, there's no grape, just blueberry.
Sorry. Okay. Maybe it was blueberry then.
Could have been. It's close enough.
Why?
I don't know.
Blueberries are expensive.
Not in toaster pastries.
Those are not real, probably.
None of that shit's real. It's all fucking whatever. Yes, none of that's natural whatever ingredients. That's just processed fucking lab-created shit that tastes fucking delicious.
They can probably live forever.
Fat motherfucker!
That is correct.
I'll house myself fucking box.
Have you guys ever been
Pop-Tarts?
Andrew just texts me. New slogan is Pop-Tarts. They taste great after a hard day of sharecropping.
Jesus.
Lord.
I'm getting tired of picking all this cotton. I can show use me a Pop-Tart. Ooh, doggy. That's funny. Have you guys ever liked a knockoff product of something because it was cheaper and you figure, oh, it tastes exactly the same? Because I have yet to find anything that's a knockoff that tastes like I've had a knockoff Oreo and it tastes like ass.
Yeah.
They're horrible. Yeah, I know what
you're talking
about.
They're fucking disgusting. They taste stale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I'm trying to think if I have any.
I've had, like, knockoff cereal.
Yeah, knockoff cereal.
Like, knockoff Raisin Bran almost tastes like regular Raisin Bran.
Well, they get it from the
same.
Like, the ShopRite brand Raisin Bran is just like the Raisin Bran.
Right. Either way, you shit your pants within 10 minutes.
Yep.
That is correct, too.
Like, Frosted Mini Wheats.
Uh-huh.
They, like, Acme's version of them tastes exactly the same.
Do they?
Yeah, they're bomb.
Okay.
But they're not really that much cheaper.
No.
Not really.
Like, if you taste, like, Twizzlers, and then you taste, like,
oh,
the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Those are just, yeah, they're terrible.
The shitty ones. Oh,
yeah, they're
God.
Gross.
Yeah, they taste like waxy, right?
Mm-hmm. I think we like should have a taste test next week for you, Fab.
The knockoff gummy bears?
Why me?
Fuck you.
You brought it
you
up.
Do it.
Let's all do
why,
it.
Why, just because I'm the heaviest one here?
Right.
Let's fuck you.
No, let's do a taste test.
Let's all do it.
You can taste these nuts.
No.
Go yes. away, fat man. Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck.
No, I'm not doing it. It's easy. Whatever tastes stale is the knockoff. Whatever doesn't taste stale is the whatever, the real one.
I bet you taste like Mountain Dew and Starburst.
Yeah. The Starburst, not the Mountain Dew.
Starburst sounds good.
Starburst are bomb. I put out a candy dish at work, and then...
Is that what you call your pussy these days?
Shut up! And I've been filling it with Starburst, and everyone comes in.
Yeah.
And everyone loves Starburst. I had no idea. I had no idea people liked it that much.
Barack Hatter, a listener of ours, that's his name. There is a Kellogg's Pop-Tarts Crunch cereal.
What?
Pop-Tarts Crunch cereal.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. He just posted on our...
I'm a genius.
Thanks, Obama. Iraq.
And there's Pop-Tart flavored vodka.
What?
What?
What flavor Pop-Tart?
Yeah! What?
What? What?
Fucking retard.
Fuck.
I might have to try the Pop-Tart vodka.
What? Fuck yeah. That's I think just it's fucked up.
You gotta look on our timeline. I think it's...
Fucking
it's,
idiot.
Might be chocolate or something like that.
What?
It's not a fruity one.
No.
Fucking nauseating.
Pass.
I don't know if there's more. I mean.
What is it?
What? What?
Huh? There's no more.
Pop-Tart. Yeah, there's some Pop-Tart vodka just for you, miss.
I'm a big fan of that. I'm gonna have to get me some. And not if it's chocolate, though.
I don't know if what other flavors I have. This is new to me.
What are we looking up now? Flavors of what?
Pop-Tart vodka. Jesus Christ. They come up with anything,
they have
right?
bacon-flavored vodka.
I know. How about
I
that
I saw
shit?
That. That's probably disgusting.
Ooh, that piece of shit.
No bacon.
They even have bacon, actual bacon shot glasses you can
like
drink.
Eat?
You drink out. You take mm-hmm. the shots and then you eat it.
Ew.
Chris's
that's
eyes
like the greatest invention
Chris's
ever.
Eyes completely lit up.
Although I don't
that
really,
piece of shit.
I don't really want to take a shot out of a bacon shot glass.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's
well,
what
greasy. They do? Yeah. What they do is they'll make Bloody Marys and they'll pour mm-hmm. a shot of it inside the bacon shot glass. Then you drink it and then you eat it.
Fucking heart attack.
I'll pass.
Isn't there like a pickle too? Like, don't you follow it with a pickle juice or something?
Follow what?
Follow bacon? Like just a vodka shot. Yeah, like a bacon and vodka shot with a pickle juice.
I've never
or
had
something.
A bacon.
Yeah,
and vodka
I've never
shot.
Even heard of a bacon vodka.
My fatness
shot.
Has not got that. Hasn't gotten to that level.
When you get a Bloody Mary, there's usually a piece of bacon in it.
I've heard that. I've never had a Bloody Mary with bacon.
Flavored yeah,
bacon.
I have. It's not good.
Bacon flavored vodka.
No.
See, I don't look at
that.
Bacon as a drink.
No.
Call me crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
Bacon should be
that's disgusting.
Eaten. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not really in the. I don't want bacon vodka. That just doesn't.
Who does?
Yeah, let me get a bacon vodka Rebel.
Oh,
like,
God.
How bad does that sound? You
sounds
know,
it's disgusting.
Ugh, it is. It's fucking foul.
I would. No way, man. Ugh.
Disgusting.
Totally disgusting.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I fucking love bacon. There's nothing wrong with bacon as far as an edible item. I like bacon on just about anything. You ever get the breakfast sandwiches at Wawa?
Yeah.
You know, the hoagie roll ones?
Mm-hmm.
No.
There has to be bacon on it when I order it. Like, I cannot get it without bacon.
Well, any breakfast sandwich should have bacon on it.
What I'm saying is, but you...
Oh, my God.
You get the...
What?
Did you hear about that new sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts has awful sandwiches.
It's made out of a donut.
Oh, Jesus. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a glazed donut cut in half with a fried egg and bacon on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Come
it's
on,
supposed
man.
To be good.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big fan of the sweet and salt mixed together like that. Doesn't sound good.
That just sounds.
I want to try it.
I would try it.
Yeah, me too.
Would you?
Yeah.
Nah.
Give me.
I mean, it doesn't really sound great, but I would try it.
Just to say you had gave it a shot.
Yeah. It sounds interesting.
Doesn't look. Doesn't.
I don't know. I like breakfast sandwiches the way they are. Like, I don't need a donut as the bread or. What's the McDonald's mixed McGriddles?
Oh, yeah.
I've never had one. I don't need that shit.
Yep, those,
I like breakfast the way it is.
They're so good.
You had one? I've really never had one.
Oh my God.
They were good.
They're so fucking small though. You need a bunch of them.
But the honest to God, it's not something you can eat
all the time.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it
now, I don't.
It's very sweet. Like the syrup inside the pancake.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. If I go to a diner or whatever, if I order pancakes, I want a side of like, you know, sausage links or whatever.
Fuck
or
yeah.
Patties, whatever they have available. And I will fucking dip my sausage.
Yeah, me too.
I will dip my sausage in the pancake.
I will dip my balls in it.
I will definitely smother the fucking pancake syrup. I have Aunt Jemima all over my sausage.
Oh my God.
Mrs. Butterworth will be all up in my sausage. But the McGriddle, something about it. You know what it is? I can taste all of McDonald's in that fuck. Anything that they make, you can almost taste every fucking thing that they've made.
Really?
Like French fries. Like,
yeah, because they don't change the grease for 2 weeks.
No. Like filet of fish. Like, I'll never forget one time I had, this is why I will not eat McDonald's anymore. I had I think it was a double cheeseburger and French fries, and the French fries taste like fish.
Ugh.
And the double cheeseburger, no bullshit, had like a taste of like the filet of fish, like a fish stick. Mm. I fucking toss it, and I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't eat
McDonald's.
McDonald's was never my favorite anyway. If I had to choose, I would go to Wendy's first.
Yeah, they have the best fries.
I like the burgers.
Well, they did.
Out of all the, out of the three, whatever, Burger King and whatever, I say Wendy's.
I don't think I've ever had a burger from Burger King.
Wendy's the only place I'll go.
Burger King's probably the healthiest one if you want to go there, but it's.
Is it?
I thought Wendy's would be.
The way they cook their burgers.
Oh, because they grill them.
It's flame broiled.
Yeah, they don't actually put them on a fry or anything, but nonetheless. The burgers of Burger King are very, I don't know, they all have that.
Bland?
Like,
yeah, they're not very good. Taste. Yeah.
Mm. They taste like charcoal. Like, I don't know.
Smash.
Choco briquette.
That's what they taste like. Yeah.
We always end up on food.
Well, I'm going to try it and then I'll let you know.
Think about it. We either end up on food or some sort of entertainment. Like movies.
Yeah.
That's what we love.
Yeah.
Food and entertainment.
Food. We should do a podcast, an episode where we're watching a movie and we're eating.
And we're talking
about the
it.
Movie. Like a at the movies type of thing.
I'm down. That would be fun.
I know you'd be down.
Speaking of movies, I watched 3 movies the other night while I was at work.
Okay.
I saw Parker, Jason Statham.
Well, how was
it? Oh,
that?
Yeah.
It's just like all of his other movies. Yeah. It's cool, though. It's not bad. Yeah. I saw Broken City.
I saw that.
I heard that was good.
It was okay.
I liked it.
I thought it would be better.
I liked the ending because I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
at all.
But it was good. And I saw Gangster Squad.
I didn't see that
fucking
yet.
Fucking awesome.
Was it? All right,
dude,
that's the next one on
Sean
the list.
Penn is outstanding.
He's a great fucking
in that
actor.
Movie. He's great.
Yeah. I saw the newest Die Hard movie yesterday.
It's John McClane blowing shit up.
Honestly.
You can't really go wrong with
it. No, it's nothing like the first four. Nothing.
Of course not.
It was nowhere near as good. It was a disappointment for me.
Was it? I liked it.
Bruce Willis's skin is literally hanging off his skeleton.
Well, he's fucking old.
I know, but stop doing shit that doesn't look right. Because first of all, you know that ain't him. And honestly, I think Bruce Willis had like 3 shots in that movie, like 3 takes, and everybody else was a stuntman. You know, it was ridiculous. You know, the whole thing hanging from a hell. Get the fuck out of here already. It's not the same Bruce Willis to me. You know.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know. It's like. If Harrison Ford, you know, Harrison Ford was one of the biggest action stars growing up for me. You know, it was Indiana Jones, Han Solo, basically every marquee, whatever, action hero, right? Well, he's like well into his 60s now, and he's not like decrepit, but once he turns 80, if they decide to do a 6th Indiana Jones or a 5th Indiana Jones, stop it. Because, you know, he just barely got by the last one, which wasn't that great of a movie.
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
The plot was awful. The story was awful.
The story stunk.
Yeah.
You know, I like the, you know, the fact that it was still him and he could play the part or whatever, but he just barely made it.
Yeah.
The crystal skull thing was just, it's a myth.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this, I don't know. It was weird, but I don't want to see Harrison Ford doing another Air Force One when he's 85 years old.
Hell no.
Get off my plane! You know, I just don't want to see that shit. Now Bruce Willis, he's just, you know, decrepit looking. He's all thin and frail. You know, just, and the kid that played his son, he's all jacked up. He looks he looks like a fucking Vin Diesel type of guy. Like, he's huge. And it's like, that's not his fucking
kid. Is his son famous?
The only thing I remember, he used to be in Spartacus, the TV show that was on the Stars.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him.
He was in the first season, that was it. That's the only thing I've ever seen him in. Other than that, I don't think he's anybody famous. He's kind of a bitch in the movie. Someone's a little bit of a bitch.
Did you see the movie Jack Reacher?
Yes.
Wasn't he the bad guy in that?
Was he?
The kid that played Bruce Willis' son in the movie?
Maybe he was, and I just
don't
remember.
I think he was. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was. I don't remember. I really liked that movie, by the way.
That was
Jack Reacher was a really good. I was pleasantly thrilled with that. Yeah, I wasn't expecting much, and I was like, you know what? This is pretty fucking good.
Even after fucking 30 years, it's still hard to buy Tom Cruise as a badass. I don't know why. I have so much trouble buying him as like a tough guy. Maybe because you know he's like 5'4" in real life. I don't know.
Well, Sylvester Stallone's like the same height.
Yeah, but Stallone's Tom like Cruise fucking jacked.
Yeah, Tom Cruise isn't intimidating in any way.
No, I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying, you know, it's a movie. It's like...
It's not doing its job, though.
I mean, I thought the movie was awesome. It's just, it's so hard to buy him as a tough guy. Like the part when he beat up those five guys.
I thought he was a kind of a badass in the Mission Impossible movies.
I hear you. It's just hard to.
I didn't have a problem, like, whatever.
Chris, he's a
him.
Theta 7, dude. Come on.
You're right. My bad.
Get with it.
My bad. I forgot about that.
He's got special powers.
Jesus.
I swear I think that's what you hear in your head all the time.
It sounded familiar.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point, especially now because he's older. It's even.
Yeah, but even when he was younger, I had trouble. I mean, get me wrong, all of his movies are good.
Yeah, like you think of Top Gun or whatever, and it's like, you know, look, he stood up to Iceman. You know, Iceman was like a foot taller than him. He got in his face, you know? He bumped him with that big fucking schnoz. That's right. I'm dangerous.
Meanwhile, Val Kilmer's like 5'10". He's a foot taller than Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, he's a foot taller than Tom Cruise, and he just, whatever. I swear, I think Val Kilmer's character in that movie was gay for Tom Cruise's character. Because he was always up his ass about something. You know what I mean?
Gay undertones.
Yeah, well, one of those fucking pilots were gay. He kind of get like a gay vibe in that movie. The guy that called the chick to tell her that Maverick quit, he seemed like a fairy.
Oh,
yeah. I'm a homo.
Requesting to do a flyby. Requesting to buzz the tower.
Faggot ass cornhole and cocksuckers.
Homo.
I guess the turd doesn't fall far from the faggot's ass. You cock smoker.
I don't know. I never got any gay vibes from Top Gun.
To me, that whole movie seemed gay. Jesus, the fucking shirtless volleyball playing thing.
That's
where
for
they
the
were,
chicks,
like, chest
man.
Bumping.
That's for the chicks.
Yeah, but it was a little too touchy feely on the guy's part, though. I didn't like that. There was always a fucking shower scene with towels, and it's like, yo. This is, like, so gay. You just...
Dave Frost.
Not to mention they're stuck in a cockpit. One behind the other. Think about it. Think about it.
So you guys suck each other's cocks, huh?
Penis-shaped airplanes. Come on, man.
You're reaching.
Jack reaching. Don't get me wrong. The movie's a cult classic. It's like, you know, whatever. It was like one of the biggest action movies in the 80s, early 80s or whatever, but it still had like a real gay vibe. And I'm sorry, but the chick in the movie.
She wasn't hot.
Nah.
No.
Nah. Not at all. She's fucking ten ghastly.
Times worse now.
Probably I haven't seen she's her like now. 40 years older.
She's horrible.
She was the chicken witness.
Is she a
too.
Lesbian?
Yeah.
She was ghastly, man. She had a big ghastly. Head.
Yeah. If they couldn't do it, like he couldn't come back with her or anything. She's bad.
No, like Meg Ryan was in that movie. She was hot.
She was hot.
How come Goose was fucking her? You know what I'm saying? Like,
cause she.
No, I'm just saying, like, she should have been the leading lady, not that fucking big headed monster.
I agree.
Call sign Charlie. No shit. Her head was like a Charlie.
She was alright. She wasn't that bad.
Oh, stop, dude. She's
she wasn't hideous. That pretty, though. She was like average.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Yeah. Like, average. Like, yeah. I wouldn't say she was disgusting.
Like, I couldn't not look at her. I'm like, oh, there's
a no
check.
Choice. Her head took the whole fucking screen.
She had that 80s fucking blowout. The 80s, like, with fucking that, like, afro.
I mean, we're not talking Hillary Swank ugly. It's just average.
Yeah.
Hillary Swank's a man.
Dude, she's so manly.
She's a man. Hillary Skank. I watched $1 Million Baby. It was on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I was like, I flipped it on. I was like, movie. That's not fair. That dude's beating up those girls.
Got him back, though. Got crippled by that fucking stool.
Fuck, leaves a stool in the ring anyway.
Everybody does.
Right out.
In between rounds. Yeah. When the round's over, and then she fucking tripped. And
yeah, that's fucked. That was fucked up.
Good. I was hoping it was real.
So ugly.
She really is. There's some fucking nasty bitches on the big screen, man. And I don't get what the... like, honestly, I can't even tell you if Hillary Swank's a really good actress because I don't really remember...
Anything she's done?
I know she's done a lot of movies. I just don't remember anything I've seen. With, like, Million Dollar Baby was good. I wouldn't say it was good because of her.
That movie where she played a guy was amazing.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's
I
would very think good.
Unless it's every one. Movie she's ever done. I don't know.
No, it's like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Where she
I've heard of it. Yeah.
That's a really good movie. I mean it's not alley. A really good movie. It's a well-done movie and she's amazing in it. But it's like hard
so
for me to watch.
She's a girl but she plays a dude in the movie, so in the movie she's a real dude.
No, in the movie, she's just a girl that wants to be a guy.
I got you. Yeah. I got you.
And then she gets like, exposed and stuff.
And go.
The next Karate Kid.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, too.
Was she really?
She was one of...
Should have been the vampire.
Christy Swanson.
She's got
friends.
The teeth for it. First vampire that has every tooth as a
she
fang.
She had teeth like that in the movie, too. She had big teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
But she was one of, like, the popular girls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing what the 80s
did. Yeah.
She's got to be a great actress, because they wouldn't let her anywhere near Hollywood with that fucking face if she wasn't.
That's true.
She's got to be. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen her in anything else.
She's been in a shit ton of movies.
I know, but I don't
mostly
think I've watched
dramas.
Them.
She was a teacher recently in a movie.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I didn't either. I just know that she's been in a shit
I saw
ton
Million
of
Dollar Baby. I didn't like that. Well, I didn't like her in that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
She was
I thought it was a good movie.
What's it, like that one where they all wrote poetry or some shit like that?
I don't know. The Gangster Paradise.
It was Michelle something like that.
No, it's Society.
No.
Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm
this
talking
hot
about?
White chick in all ghetto school. All right, kids, I'm going to teach you how to read. And they just rape her. Roll credits.
that's
real life.
You know, that exactly. That would have been the real life version.
And I'll ram it up your box.
Yeah, I don't think she's done anything else, though. I don't know.
She was in that movie Insomnia.
She was?
I fell asleep.
Yeah, so did I.
That was a terrible fucking horrible movie. Was that with
Pacino.
Pacino, yeah, Robin Williams.
So oh, bad. That was so... Oh, that was horrible.
So bad.
I'm looking for somebody.
Oh, I watched Silver Linings Playbook, by the way. The other day.
I heard you guys talking about it. Couldn't get through it.
It was amazing.
Get the fuck
Why out. Was it amazing?
Because
everybody
loved
else...
My girlfriend loves that asshole, or used to anyway. She's fallen out of love with him. But she couldn't even sit through the movie.
Loved
it was that fucking bad.
What was so good about it?
I don't get it.
Everything about it was good. They're acting, the way they interacted. I loved it.
Everybody was a disappointment in that movie.
No, I thought it was great.
I haven't seen it. 2 minutes of Chris Tucker was the only good thing.
I thought Chris Tucker was great. That Bradley Cooper was great. That Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm.
I thought
I'm
she
like,
was awesome.
I don't think she's pretty anymore. I thought she was pretty.
I do.
She looked better when she was blue in X-Men First Class. Now she's just not looking as good. She got like a. She's almost got that Renee Zellweger face.
She does.
Who the fuck is Renee Zellweger? Who the hell is Renee Zellweger? Yeah, she's.
I thought it was good. I liked it.
Oh, God. I don't even know how the fuck you made it through.
I'll hold judgment until I see it.
Yeah, it's. I can get why you didn't like it, though.
Why? Tell me why. Because I'm still, like, lost.
You still don't understand why you didn't like it?
No. I mean, like, it was just fucking boring. It was unwatchable. It made you angry to watch this movie.
Jesus.
It really did.
No, it was.
Even the fact that it takes place in Philadelphia.
Right.
And actually has glimpses of the Eagles or whatever. It doesn't matter. Even the fucking De Niro in the movie, it's just unwatchable. De Niro wasn't even that good in the movie.
I thought he was. I mean, he was.
Come on, you gotta see or watch the game with me. That's all he was doing the whole movie. He wanted his fucking son to watch the game with him because he thought it was a
good luck.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. That was the script for De Niro.
That's it.
A little bit, just a little bit of lines. That's all I gotta do. Like, it was terrible. It was fucking terrible.
Like
the mom was the only good actor in the movie.
The mom was awesome. Mom
was
my
fucking
favorite
freaking
part
out. And I'm talking, I only watched 40 minutes of the movie I made it through.
See, what I don't understand is, how old's Bradley Cooper in the movie? 30, 35,
something like that?
Yeah. Nothing really good has happened to the Eagles in 35 years. What could possibly be good luck?
He's fucking nuts in the movie, though. It's insane.
What could possibly be good? Nothing good has ever happened to
him. It's not him, though. It's De Niro.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
De Niro's a gambler? Or is he takes bets?
He's a bookie.
Yeah, he's a bookie. And he's like, and he's also an Eagles fan.
And he has all their money, like, riding on his books.
Yeah, which I thought was intriguing in the beginning, because I was like, oh, shit, you know. But then I was like, they go away from it. It turns into dancing. It's all about fucking dancing.
Is it really?
It's not all about dancing.
Tell me that's not a big part of the fucking movie.
It's a big part of it, but it's not all that it becomes.
I asked you.
It's equal parts with football.
No, it's not.
I think so. They're always talking about football.
Just because he's wearing a fucking Deshaun Jackson jersey.
They talk about it.
No. Only
they go in this big spiel about where they're talking
De Niro,
about it.
Only De Niro. When scenes with De Niro, you hear about football.
Jennifer Lawrence winds up getting into it.
She barely knows shit about
football. Didn't watch the whole movie.
She's a girl.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the whole movie.
I'm going to do a dance right in your fucking ass.
Fucker.
She didn't watch the whole movie, though.
I need to dance, you fucker.
I need to dance,
whatever.
You
I don't
fucker.
Care.
Missed it.
I didn't miss shit. You could tell me. You're not ruining it for me.
No,
tell me the ending. I don't give a fuck.
He does. They dance and he stays and they fall in love and make out.
Oh, fuck.
That's an awesome ending.
Yeah, that's an awesome fucking
story. That's an awesome fucking story.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
Totally fucking
story. Can you read it again?
I got a story about a
email me
guy
the rest of this story.
That's a great story. I felt like I was there.
I recommend you stop being such a fag.
I'm a little fucked up.
Yeah, that sounds awful. I'm glad I didn't.
That's why I said I can totally get why you didn't like it. Totally get why you didn't like
it. Now, can you understand why my girlfriend didn't like it?
Yeah.
Really?
She's been with you
too
long.
She loves that kind of shit. But I'm telling you, she loves that kind of shit. It has nothing to do with me. Because she watched it after I turned it off. Because she fell asleep before I did.
What did she not like about it?
She thought it was awful. She couldn't even sit through it. She's like, it made no sense. It was boring. I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. What's all this talk about? You know, one thing has to do with the Eagles. One thing has to do with mental illness. The other thing has to do with dancing. She's like, it was all over the place. And I was like, I agree. I was like, how this fucking movie was nominated for anything but the trash can is beyond me. It's beyond me.
I thought it was good. I liked it. I was a big
fan. You're dirty!
Okay.
Stop that.
What a cunt.
That was terrible.
God, I don't think I'm going to really go out my way to watch that movie.
Trust me. Yeah. Do yourself a favor.
Marco, you would like it.
I would like it. Why would I like it?
I just know you would.
All right. I'll be what honest with you.
What the fuck does that even mean?
No, you won't like it.
No, you don't think so?
I do.
I'll give it a shot at some point.
Chris will like it too.
Netflix. I'll Netflix it.
I will be shocked if either one of you two, let alone the both of you, like that movie. Or even finish it for that matter.
All right, that's the challenge for this week. By next Thursday, we both have to
watch it.
Attempt to finish this movie.
Okay.
It wasn't very long. It was a pretty short
movie.
That's
what she said.
It seemed like a fucking eternity.
Sure, because you didn't like it. You just wanted it to be over. You know, you just wanted it to end. Dance, kiss, fall in love. Awesome.
It was terrible. Fucking terrible. Fucking nauseating. It really was, man. I don't know how anybody can sit through that fucking garbage. I haven't seen... I mean, there's so many dramas out there. Is that what you call that, a drama?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
There was really not that many funny parts.
No,
not
there's a few,
saw.
But not
the
enough
Chris
to call
Tucker
it a comedy.
There was like two scenes with him that I
no,
saw.
No, the scene with the book I thought was the funniest scene in the movie.
What?
The book.
What
fuck happens? This book. And he throws it out the window.
I didn't think it was that funny.
I thought that was the funniest part of the movie.
Well, if you threw a kid out the window, that would have been funny.
Now we're talking.
Well, it was funny because he overreacted to something so small.
Well, yeah, he's got like fucking issues. He's got like anger and mental issues and shit. But it really wasn't. The only funny part of the movie is when the mom comes, in the beginning, mom comes to pick him up and asks his mom, can you take Chris Tucker back to his home?
Yeah.
And halfway in the trip, the fucking mental hospital calls and says Chris Tucker wasn't supposed to leave. That was the only funny part of the
and
movie.
And he's like, take me back. It's not my, it's not.
Yeah.
What's that his name? Chris? I don't know.
I'm holding you on.
Hi, Chris.
Watch it, Chrissy.
Yeah, there was nothing good about that movie. At all. I couldn't recommend it to my worst enemy. I hope you don't have to pay to watch it.
Oh, I won't pay to watch it.
I was going
to
say, how are you going to watch it within this next week?
I could probably get it online.
I was going to say, it's not even worth downloading or whatever, or streaming, unless you're pissing on it. There is a movie I want to see that's on demand. It's called Lawless. It's, I guess it takes place in like the early 1900s, maybe, or late 1800s. It's about making moonshine or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's Shia, whatever the fuck his
LaBeouf.
Name is.
LaBeouf. LaDouche.
The guy who played Bane is in it. He plays his brother. And I forget who the main villain is, but I want to say it's Commissioner Gordon in Batman. Gary
Oldman.
Yeah. Yeah, I love him.
It looks really good. It's basically, you know, a bunch of people fighting over moonshine or whatever, like the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks I see the preview for it and it looks really good. Actually, I unfortunately picked Broken City over that when I was picking the movie I was going to watch. So, I mean, Broken City was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was okay.
I'm getting a little sick of Marky Mark though.
Are you?
Little bit.
Time to take a vacation for a while.
Yeah,
get away.
I mean, he's starting to do like the same
oversaturate.
Thing. Yeah,
yeah,
a little bit.
Pain and Gain. He was a Pain and Gain.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't even seen
it
yet.
I didn't see that.
But he
other than
a couple
Contraband,
movies.
I really can't think of a movie he did that I
say
didn't
hi
like.
To mom for me.
Yeah.
I like The Shooter. That was a good
I like
movie.
The
yeah,
Shooter.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think, what else did he do? Oh, obviously he was great in The Departed. Who
right.
was it? There wasn't one bad character in that whole fucking movie.
Departed was awesome. He was awesome.
He was good in The Fighter.
Yeah, he was.
Mickey
he
was.
He's good in Shooter. But you already
like,
said that?
It's like deja vu.
No, go on. What about
Shut
Shooter?
Shut the fuck up.
He was good in The Departed.
You know what was a good no. movie? Silver Linings Playbook.
He was good in Silver Linings Playbook.
Fucking retard.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking idiot. Don't be an asshole.
I thought you said something. I didn't think you said Shooter. I thought you said something else.
I did. I said he was good in Scooter.
No. No. Like something else. Rifler.
The Rifler.
He was good in Rifler.
That was the sequel, wasn't it, to The Shooter? He was good in the Pistol Man. Thank you very much.
I didn't mean to say that.
The I'm Rifler. Really fucking stupid.
Oh, God. You said another movie.
The Rifler.
What else did you say before Shooter or after Shooter?
The Pistol Man.
The Shotgunner.
Boom!
Slingshot.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
The slingshot.
The bow and arrow of men.
The paintballer.
You're a worthless piece of shit!
Oh, Ted. Did you guys say Ted? He was good in Ted.
He was good in Ted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one tastes the best.
What? He was. He was good in Ted.
You guys seem confused.
I really hope you fucking get Lou Gehrig's disease.
Unbelievable. Silver Linings Playbook. Loved it.
I actually want to see The Rifler now. It's funny. She's like, he was, after I said it, The Shooter, that was like one of the first ones I mentioned.
Right.
After we said it at the party, blah, blah, blah. Hey, he was pretty good in The Shooter, too. I was like, she's like, no, you know, The Rifler. And then she put her head down.
Open your fucking ears, jackass.
I am well educated.
That's a weird fucking question.
They're Rifler.
Oh.
You know what I was trying to say, though.
What were you? What the hell were you thinking?
I.
The Rifler sounds like a bad knockoff of The Shooter. I can picture
straight to DVD
Saul
movie.
Rosenberg. The Rifler.
I thought that you said something else, not The Shooter. I thought you said...
He said contraband.
No, not that. It's something that sounds like Rifler.
I don't know. What movie do you sounds like The Rifler?
I think if you
have
an R.
Sounds a little bit like The Departed.
What movies did you close. Say he was in?
The Rifler.
Because I feel like you said it then.
Four Brothers.
I
didn't say it. The Rifler. Well. Sounds the same. Boogie Nights, I think I said.
Musketeer.
Musketeer.
I'm trying to think. No, 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 no. The right word. It began with an R.
Did you the guys- retard.
Whatever, you guys are not being helpful.
I don't give a shit.
Huh? No Rifler?
No, not The Rifler.
The Rifler. It begins with an R, you said?
I thought it did. Mm. I thought the movie that I thought you said instead of Shooter began with an R.
The Rooter? The Roto-Rooter guy? I don't know.
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Were you just looking at my tits?
Yeah, he said The Fighter. Maybe that's what you're thinking
the
of.
The Fighter? Starts with an R.
There's an R in it.
The Writer.
The Writer.
The Writer, yeah.
Oh, so that's what I thought you had said. Mm-hmm. I mean, you... So why I had said Shooter is because I thought you had said The Fighter.
He did say The Fighter.
What? You said that too?
Man, we lost her.
What?
She's done.
All I got in my brain is Pop Darts.
Oh, miss.
You want that cereal, don't you? The Pop-Tart cereal?
Yeah, man, there's cereal. What the fuck? I gotta get that shit. Drop some knowledge. This.
The rifler. I can't get over that. I can't.
Only Missy.
The rifler.
Only Missy.
Yeah, he was good in that movie. The rifler. Awesome. You could just say whatever the fuck you want at that point. You don't have to even try to think of a title. You know what I mean? He was good in The Table Maker. He was awesome in that movie.
You saw that too?
Yeah, that was fucking great. What's his name was in it? Who else was in that movie, The Table Maker? Just spit out whatever. It doesn't matter at this point. Spit out an actor.
Slur.
Slur was in the movie. Slur was in The Table Maker.
Was he in the Wu-Tang Clan? Who the fuck is Slur?
Slurpee.
Slurpee?
She looked at my Slurpee.
Oh.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. Thank you very much.
So it was Mark Wahlberg's Slur.
What, was there a leading lady involved?
Yeah, who was the leading lady, Miss? Just spit it out, whatever comes to.
Tiffany?
Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yeah, the singer.
Often.
Tiffany
I don't
Often.
Think I don't think Beyonce is going to do that, though.
What?
Huh?
What
Sorry.
Oh, should have known.
I thought it was just Beyonce.
Wrong.
Tiffany, where the fuck? Now you're into that shit. She said Tiffany, you went right to Beyonce? The rifler.
Beyonce.
Unacceptable.
She'd be a good.
Erroneous. Erroneous.
Be a good leading lady.
Jesus Christ. All right, so Tiffany, Olaf.
Yeah.
Slur. And Mark Wahlberg in The Table Maker.
Yeah. Straight to DVD.
It's not about tables at all.
Okay, right. What's the movie about? That's
baseball.
The Table Maker is about baseball. Yes. I like where this is headed.
No. So, is he a baseball player?
He was.
He was. He's retired.
No. In an accident. In a coal mine.
And this takes place in the early 1900s.
This is good. I love this game. I want to play more.
1910.
Okay.
It's okay. A period piece. You don't find out till the end.
So he played baseball part-time and he was a part-time coal miner.
On the off-season.
Right, okay.
He's a good man. Hard worker.
He had to support his 17 children.
Who was his boss?
Slur, right?
No. It's got to be more people than just two other fuckers. Is he trapped in a coal mine with Slur and Tiffany Olaf?
No, Tiffany's in with the children.
Okay.
The 17 children.
The 17 children.
Let's
yeah,
just
they
make
had
it
a litter.
Seven.
They had
seven.
A litter.
That's a lot of fucking.
Just seven.
Wrong. Still a litter. Just so you know. Who is the boss? What was the actor who played the boss?
Ooh, the clown from House of a Thousand Corpses.
The clown.
Yeah.
Oh, the freaky looking dude.
Yeah.
With, oh,
I don't know the actor.
Yeah, I know
he's talking about. And he's a clown,
the
too.
Actual clown?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't the actor who played the clown. It was the clown from...
It's Captain...
Clown.
Whatever. What's his name? Captain Doodity or something.
Captain... Who, Dad? Who's your daddy? This is a great movie. This already sounds better than Silver Linings Playbook. I'm not going to lie to you. So far, I'm intrigued.
All right, keep going.
What else do you want to know about it?
So, how did he get hurt?
The coal fell on
him. One piece of coal hit him in the head.
What the
I'm
fuck
disabled.
Happened?
No, it had trapped him.
It what?
It had trapped him, the coal.
The coal? The one
it
piece of coal?
It smushed him. It fell and he got smushed.
Okay.
And his leg got flattened from the smushing.
Okay.
And when he was down there, he found a diamond, and he kept the diamond, and then he became rich, and then it's all the trials and tribulations of getting this diamond into his life.
I smell Academy Award.
Yeah, me too.
And the reason why it's called The Table Maker is because they never had a kitchen table, and then they could buy one. They could buy one after they got the diamond. There's a homosexual woman in the cave. I don't know where else to
Between
go.
Who?
The clown.
The clown was in the cave?
And Slur.
Just just went straight to DVD, Chris.
It always does.
What?
No Academy Award here.
No. The Table Maker. The Table Maker 2 is where it gets good.
The sequel.
The Whittler.
Actually, it's a prequel.
Oh, it's before.
The Whittler.
Right. Mark Wahlberg really has Mark to do a better Wahlberg. Job of picking scripts.
Who's in this one now? The prequel.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. Don't say slur.
It's always good to play a younger version of yourself 5 years later. Yeah,
Charlie Sheen.
Mm.
Nice.
Whittling.
Boom.
Boom. I have tiger's blood.
Oh. I'm trying to think.
What's the prequel about?
The armchair.
The future.
It's before the table maker. There's a prequel of the future, future. And I'm lost beyond belief.
Oh, God.
It's the worst fucking movie ever.
I Dude, believe I would walk out the theater.
That's why I'm not in movies.
The only thing worse than The Table Maker is The Table Maker 2.
The Table Maker 2, The Lost Leg.
You gave me Mark Wahlberg.
Who did you want?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right, Leo DiCaprio. Boom, go. We're in a creative meeting at Warner Brothers Studios.
Okay.
Okay? You want Leo DiCaprio as the lead of your movie?
Yes.
All right, what's the script about? What's the story about?
Space.
Okay.
Between your ears.
Go on.
When Pluto was still a planet. Yeah. And he goes to Pluto.
Who does? Leo.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
And
all right.
He finds so much stuff on it.
Like what? A Walmart?
Aliens and rocks and all types of shit. Everything's purple.
She went from fucking aliens.
Any Plutonian hoes up in there? Any girls?
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Like with
three titties?
No, with eyes that come out of their head like this.
like really aliens.
Octopus arm eyes?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they
all right, there's got to be a female character.
What year does this movie take place?
The future.
It would have to take place in the past because Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Okay. Okay.
So he's what, maybe like 25 when he gets in the spaceship to go to Pluto, and he's 112 by the time he gets there?
No, they invent a supersonic space shuttle.
But it's in the past.
In the past, they did it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like how she's trying to make sure. Herself out of it. All right,
if I worked for Warner Brothers, I would quit.
Scarlett Johansson.
All right.
Now Chris is intrigued.
Now I'm bad. Am I real to men?
Another shitty movie she's going to do.
Yeah. And all she right. goes to space, too, because she's a space chick.
She's a space whore.
Space whore.
She's a space chick. She wants to go with him. They're both working together,
they just
right?
work together. They're not okay. dating.
Are there enemies in this movie?
Yeah, the googly eyes.
The Google guys.
Googly eyes.
You would think Google as a corporation would be
Google?
A good place to work.
No,
for.
Googly.
Oh, googly. And he said Google. I was like, why the fuck did Google guys bad guys?
Googly.
All right.
The aliens are not friendly.
All right. And I'm assuming these are going to be special effects. The aliens are not going to be...
They could be puppets.
No, what I'm saying is they're not going to be actors in a suit. Is what I'm saying. They're not going to be like actors
in a suit. They could be actors in a suit. Vin Diesel could be one.
Vin Diesel is the bad alien. He already looks like a fucking alien.
Yeah.
Hey, quarter mile.
Yeah, and then there's a whole civilization of people living in a bubble on there.
All right, who's the king of the aliens? Can't be Vin Diesel. He's not a king.
Gotta be an old guy.
Yeah, an older guy. Good actor.
I think that person that you just said earlier.
Gary Oldman?
Yes.
Gary Oldman. Okay. So I think he should be it.
Okay.
And
he plays weirdo in every movie almost.
Mm-hmm. And he protects the people in the bubble as well. Because even though these are humans in the bubble, they don't like regular humans. They hate regular humans.
Okay.
They're purplish.
Regular humans as opposed to irregular.
Plutonian humans.
Mm-hmm. So like there's Pluto, humans that live on Pluto.
Yeah, in a bubble.
In a bubble.
In like a dome.
And that's where Leo and Scarlett are going to?
They find it by accident.
Oh, so these humans have nothing to do with the Earth humans.
No.
They're Plutonian humans.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But then when they're on Pluto, they get into a fight with Vin Diesel and his thugs.
Okay.
And they fuck up their spaceship. And they're like, oh, my God, we're fucked. We're not going to do anything. So they walk trying to figure out what to do. Or like hop. Like.
She's doing a spacewalk in her chair. Marco looks like he's ready to slash her throat. Boring.
And then that's where they find the humans in the bubble. And the humans in the bubble are like, fuck you. We don't want to have anything to do with you. But they aren't like that to their face. They act like they love them. And you don't find out until way, way later that they don't like them. So the whole time you think they're being friendly and they're helping them, but they're really not. They're stealing shit.
Sounds like a blockbuster to me.
It does.
There's a man from another galaxy that came here.
What, you don't like it?
It's fucking terrible.
Oh,
what's the name
terrible.
Of the movie?
Plutonia.
No, it's got to be some artsy.
Artsy?
Ish. Dick.
Wasn't me.
Cricket.
Cricket. Moon Cricket?
No, there's spaceship. His name's Cricket.
Something artsy. Don't you have any movies that people can actually relate to?
Me? Yeah,
no.
I could write a book.
Yeah, like, can't you give us a movie that someone can actually relate to? It's
I
not
could.
So distant in the future or the past. Like, can't it be like something someone would be like, okay, it's a this type of movie or it's a that type of movie?
Yeah. What do you want now?
Just something more believable.
Okay.
People
like a love story?
No, it doesn't have to be a love story. It could be anything. It could be action, like a cop movie, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
No, it's all been done. So it's like I could say another movie that...
Well, it's the movie you just described has actually been done before, too. Not exactly like you said it, but as far as space and
like
other planets.
Black.
Right, Hollywood just announced today there's no more movies coming out because they've all been done.
That's why they keep redoing them, though, and they keep making books out of movies. I mean, movies out of books. Smart.
Jesus Christ.
All right, one more movie.
Okay.
Who's your lead character?
Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Nice.
She's a stripper.
Nice.
All right, all right.
So far, there's a green light here.
Yeah. She doesn't want to be a stripper anymore.
Okay.
But not for any real reason other than she just doesn't want to do it because she's getting old.
She's getting old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why she wants
and she's
to
like,
stop.
Fuck yeah. Her okay, knees
she's
are
only like
stuff.
25.
You little hoe.
Well, by the time the movie's made, she'll be older.
Okay. Okay.
And then she...
Does she have a kid?
No.
She's a stripper. Of course she has a kid.
No, she has no kid.
Is she stripping through school?
No.
Okay. She's just a whore.
She just likes sex.
Fuck you fucking
so she's
whore.
She's a sex addict. And
okay.
That's why she wants to get out of it.
This is fantastic.
Because she can't do it anymore because she's afraid for her life.
Okay.
Because she gets held up by these guys and they like hurt her.
Who holds her up?
Gotta be an actor.
Cole Hauser.
Okay, it's a name.
Give me back.
He was in the newest Die Hard movie for a second.
Was he really?
Yeah, for like a second.
I didn't see him.
His head got blown off.
And then but he's in love with her. She's trying to run from him. It's an action movie.
Mila
Kunis,
Cole Hauser.
He's in love with her, but he robs her?
Yeah, because he's one of those weird, like, infatuated type possession people.
Okay.
What are you fucking kidding me?
So he only wants her just to want her. Like, he would, like, tie her up and, like, put her in his room and, like, never take care of her type of thing, just to have her. And then she's, like, also, like, she knows all these special, like, Navy SEAL type skills and shit. Because.
Super stripper.
You're a fraud and a phony.
Because, like, her parents, like, her dad was real strict.
Who's her dad?
Steven Seagal.
Oh, my God. This cast is getting worse by the fucking
man. The green light just went away.
Yeah, the green light's flickering. It's turning yellow.
Hey. How about.
Somebody who's
relevant.
Somebody who wants to like.
Jason Statham.
He's the what?
The father. He's not old enough.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Somebody who people would actually pay the money to go see.
Bruce Lee.
No, come on.
Wait! I can think of this.
He's dead. He's dead.
Morgan Freeman.
That's a hell of a stretch. Is he adopted? Is she adopted?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's not that much.
I thought he was like 50.
Yeah, but he's not going to pass. He's not going to make it for the dad part, the dad role. Maybe like the uncle, but not the dad.
All right, her dad's dead.
But it's,
and now it's her uncle.
No, don't use Brad Pitt.
Oh God, I can't think of anybody. Steve Buscemi.
Oh my God.
So
Bill Clinton,
Steve Buscemi, taught Mila Kunis martial arts and shit. Okay, I could buy it.
I taught her some.
Oh, I got a good one.
Some kung fu.
I got a good one. Harrison Ford.
Everything that I've named tonight.
I just did that. They'd make you cringe, though.
Nah. Jeff said George Clooney's a good idea.
Oh, George Clooney. They look alike.
Well, this is your movie, not Jeff's movie.
Mila Kunis and George Clooney.
They look alike.
They have the same color hair.
I guess I'm gay because I
bang.
Yeah, but do you really think George Clooney's going to play supporting actor to Mila Kunis?
Absolutely not.
Never happened.
No. Yeah, true.
That's what I mean. It's got to be, you know.
I am drawing a blank, though, on dudes, older dudes. I don't really like older dudes. What? What's that guy that has the cool Scottish voice?
Scottish?
Sean Connery.
Sean. He's black now. It's Sean Connery.
Watch out, bitch.
Not that it's impossible, but isn't he like 70?
I think
probably
he's
older
dead.
Than that.
Nobody's seen him in years. He hasn't done a fucking thing in years.
Yeah. He's not dead. Did he do the last Indiana Jones movie?
The fuck are you talking about?
That was he did.
That was in 1990.
Did he do the last one? Was he dead in it?
He did that Indiana Jones movie before The Rock.
The last one that just came out. The Crystal Skull.
No, he wasn't in that.
I didn't know. I don't remember.
He read the script and he's like, fuck this.
Yeah. No, just kill me.
I'm not me off that Indiana Jones movie. Fucking Junior.
No, I think Sean Connery could. I say Sean Connery.
Okay.
Sean Connery plays the father, the old father.
Yes.
Of Mila Kunis.
What do you want it to be, like Nicolas Cage or something?
No. Yeah. Why would I want Nicolas Cage? He's awful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Haven't we
so is this movie. You might as well be in it.
Haven't we referenced him enough in this fucking show?
Nice.
Thank you. Perfect. And then so she blows up shit. They're in a boat at one point.
Okay.
She jumps over the
sailing.
Ben Franklin Bridge. No, speed.
My daughter's
they're going
four.
Fast. That shit fucking crashes right into the Camden Aquarium.
I just wanted to kill
Camden
myself.
Camden Aquarium.
I just want to kill myself right now.
She's a stripper in Philly.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Why is there a Scottish father in Philly? I'm just asking.
Because she's a Navy SEAL brat. She was. They trained in Scotland.
Jesus Christ.
How long was Sean Connery in the Navy SEALs?
What the fuck? He was like the first.
She's like 25. He's like 75. Means he had her when he was 50.
Well, I tried Brad Pitt, and he said that wasn't rocking. Old enough.
They don't look anything alike. They would never pass as fucking father and daughter.
They don't.
George Clooney would have been closer.
George Clooney would have been.
But
closer.
Even he, like he said, he's not playing supporting role.
No.
I mean. There's just no way.
Back to the drawing board on that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, womp womp. My brain is...
Sylvester Stallone.
I hate him.
Do you?
Kind of.
Really?
It'll be good for the movie.
I like him. No, I don't think he would. Hey, I think he's getting Rocky and Rambo.
What?
I think he's getting Rocky and Rambo.
Of course. That's what made his fucking career was Rocky and Rambo.
I don't think I like him in anything else.
He's got blood and everything, and I'm trying to hold them together. I put them together, and fucking insides keep coming out. And nobody would help. No one would help me to say, hey, I want to go home, I want to go home. He keeps calling my name. I want to go home, Johnny. I want to drop my Chevy. I said, well, what? I can't find your fucking legs. I can't find your legs.
It's over, Johnny.
Nothing is
it's over.
Over.
Nothing is over. Nothing.
Jesus Christ.
Smiley face,
man. Mila. I'm going to play your daddy.
No, he's not believable. Arnold Schwarzenegger would be more believable.
Really? Arnold would be more believable.
Yes, because they're porn.
Mila, come here.
I'm
going
to be your daddy.
Why not just take Bruce Willis?
I was thinking Bruce Willis, but...
No, that's more believable.
I was thinking Bruce Willis, but you made that whole big stink about...
But we're not talking about an action movie here.
But it would still be action-like.
It would be?
Yeah.
It can't be action like Die Hard.
No, not like Die Hard.
Well, then
but
it's
like
not.
Pretty...
It's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
I mean, shit, Bruce Willis was in The Expendables, and he didn't really do nothing. It was fine. That didn't bother me. It was just the Die Hard movie. It was, you know, you just can't do that shit when you're 80 years old.
He's not. Why do you think he's 80?
He just looks fucking terrible for his age. I don't know how old he is, but he looks 20 years older than he really is. I don't know what his age is supposed to be, even in the movie, but he looked fucking terrible. He looked like he was, like, he had AIDS. Like he was,
I see. I didn't think
he was
that
like
bad.
A bag of bones. Like
I don't
he's
know how old
look,
he is now.
I don't know.
It's got to be in his early to mid 50s.
That's not
I don't
bad.
Know about early. I would say closer to 60.
Excuse me.
I mean, he started acting at a pretty late age. He wasn't young when he started acting. I think he was in his 30s when he started acting.
He was born in 1955. So he's 58.
Okay. Yeah. He's almost 60. See what I mean? Bag of bones. Hey, come up to the coast. Change my diaper.
When I put Bruce Willis up, it came up Bruce Willis movies, Bruce Willis net worth, Bruce Willis dead. Isn't that fucked up? I'm going to click on the dead and see what that is. Oh, is he dead? Apparently in 2008.
There was a rumor that he died.
There was a rumor.
Yeah. I'm dead.
His first name is Walter.
Walter Willis? That's weird.
Mm.
So he changes it to Bruce?
It's his middle name. His middle name.
He changes Walter to Bruce.
Bad almost worth.
I'm not really digging Walter. I'm going to change it to Bartholomew.
Bart for short.
Bart.
Bart Willis.
So how does your movie end?
Please end it.
She wins all the wars. And
she what?
She wins everything.
She wins all the wars is what I heard. That's what I heard.
She does. The end.
I guess it's believable. Stripper Yay. Getting into a war.
Yay.
Awesome. Did you get to the point, shithead?
I did get to the point.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh my God. Kill me.
Marco wants to die.
Ugh.
Look at him.
Marco, you come up with a better movie.
I will, Melissa. I will.
Do it.
On the spot.
Not now.
Of course
Keep
not.
Keep my ass!
Smart, smart.
All right, miss, real quick.
What's up?
Out of every movie that you've ever seen, what movie do you wish you could remake?
Ooh.
I'm just curious.
That I wish I could remake.
Yeah, like a movie that...
Because I didn't think it was well
Yeah,
done.
Like you think could have been so much better. You're like, man, I wish I could remake this movie and make it like The Bomb or The John or whatever you call it.
This is because it's fresh in my mind.
Okay.
But I think I... This is going to sound so ridiculous. I think that I could have made The Great Gatsby better.
Damn it.
You're going to remake a movie that just came out a month ago?
Yeah. I know.
Okay, maybe I should rephrase you. That. A movie that's been out for a while.
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
A movie that's been out for a while that I want to read.
Marco's checked out. You look like you just woke up.
I could kill myself. Swear to God.
Dude, do you need a hug or something?
No.
You okay?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. I'm good.
All right, while you're thinking, I'll give you one. I watched it last night, and it just doesn't hold up well. The Running Man.
The old one?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was great at the time.
Yeah, but like seeing like the, they call them the stalkers. Seeing the stalkers, they're all gay.
Oh, they're horrible.
Horrible.
The flamethrower? The super flamethrower?
The guy that fucking sings and has the shoots the
Asian
electricity.
Hockey goalie?
Yeah.
Problem there.
Asians can't skate, obviously.
No. No.
Yeah, I think that movie needs to be remade. And Arnold's so fucking corny in it.
He's corny in every movie.
I know, but this one's the worst.
Terminators, he's even corny in the Terminators. Like, except for the first one. All the other ones, he went corny.
Yeah, this is the worst one, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Stick around.
Oh, God. Give me a break. How about Daredevil? Like redoing? Is that too new?
No, that's not. I
thought they did a real shitty job of that.
Dude, they did a shitty job with a lot of those types. You know? Like Daredevil was bad. Elektra was bad. What was that other one? I think Green Lantern could have been better.
I thought Green Lantern wasn't that good.
I mean, I thought the casting was good. Yeah. I just thought the script was terrible.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
I didn't like it.
I mean, they're doing a sequel, apparently.
Awesome.
So, but.
Speaking of sequels, I saw on, when we were talking about Mark Wahlberg, I saw they're doing a Ted 2. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no idea.
I don't know if they're. I know originally they didn't. He didn't want to. McFarlane said he didn't want to do a sequel, but it just seems like everybody wants to see.
How can you not?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a cash fucking cow at this point. Why not just cash in? Not that he doesn't have money.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be like The Hangers.
Yeah, I think the story's going to be shitty.
I don't know. I don't know if he.
It's hard to follow up a comedy.
Something though that don't expect it to come out anytime soon.
No, it's 2015.
Years. Yeah, they said it's going to be a while because they want to really do a good job with the script and everything. There you go, Mark Wahlberg movie again. He's everywhere with Mila Kunis.
Yeah, true. I couldn't think of a movie. Did you think?
Redo? There's like tons of fucking movies I've seen where I'd be like, wow, this could have been so much better. Superman. Not the originals. The one that came out like...
Oh, yeah.
That one could have been better. Yeah, it sucked. The new one looks fucking good.
Yeah,
though.
Man.
I don't know if anybody's seen the actual real trailer. Mm-hmm. Not that little mini one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen
it.
But
the one with actual scenes in a movie.
I didn't see that.
Fucking dude from... the dude from fucking Boardwalk Empire. The cop that got the stripper pregnant and had the baby.
Right.
I guess he's Zod or something.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing in this movie? I think that movie looks good, but that last Superman, I thought Kevin Spacey was awesome as Lex Luthor, but I don't know. The guy that played Superman looks just like Christopher Reeve, but he's so boring as a
I didn't like the chick as Lois Lane either.
Oh, Bosworth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they could have cast that better.
Yeah, I was expecting that to be like such a better. That movie had high hopes for it.
It kind of like.
Plus the last, like, what was it? After the second Batman, the original Batman, then it was the one with Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
It was the third one. And that was like a great cast, but. The movie was not good.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was garbage.
It really was. As soon as Robin shows up, the whole movie goes to shit. Then the fourth one with Clooney as Batman, that was fucking... And Arnold, corny as hell.
Sing! That was horrible. Sing. Yeah. That was bad.
Chill out.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze. Terrible fucking movie. Yeah. Everything was all neon glow sticks, and it was like... Wow, this is awful. Yeah. This is fucking terrible.
Yeah, it was garbage.
I mean, those were really...
I didn't hate the third one. I hated the fourth one.
I didn't hate the third one, but you know it was getting bad.
Yeah.
Because it was like, wow. Because the first one was... At the time, the first one was kind of dark.
Yeah.
You know, because there wasn't anything like it before. The only Batman movie there was the TV show type. You know?
Yeah.
With the shark repellent. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. I love
that.
That
was the movie. So... You know, it was like, it was definitely different. You know, Batman was all in black. It was the only thing yellow was his fucking belt and his fucking whatever. The Joker. I mean, it seemed like it was always dark and everything. The second one, same thing. You had the Penguin and Catwoman. The whole movie was at night. And then the third one, glow sticks. You know, fucking.
The walls painted and they were all, yeah.
Yeah, but the Riddler did that all the time, didn't he? Didn't he always paint on things?
No. I don't think he's talking about the actual, like, question mark.
No, I'm talking about just, like, in the alleyway. You remember Batman fought in the alleyway and all the walls were neon?
Like, neon.
Ooh. Yeah, it was stupid.
Sounds stupid.
And what's his name? What the fuck's his name? The guy that played Batman in that movie.
Chris O'Donnell. Oh,
Kilmer.
Yeah. No good.
No. He was a terrible Batman. No Clooney good. Was a fucking... He's like a spick Batman. Tell me he didn't look like a Puerto Rican when he had the mask on. Robin, do the lowrider. Let's go fight some crime. Seriously, he was just like this Mexican-looking Batman.
Batman. Batman.
Batman.
Lightning.
I'm Batman. This is Robin.
It's Scarface.
No.
He was okay. Fucking terrible, man.
Yes.
Clooney. He had a 5 o'clock shadow the entire time.
It was horrible.
It was like, what's wrong with this fucking dude? Why are you going to pick a dude who's like that dark?
Because it was George Clooney. I mean.
But still, he's not. He shouldn't be Batman. That doesn't make any fucking sense. I could see Brad Pitt as Batman over George Clooney. At least Brad Pitt's more fair-skinned. George Clooney's got that year-round tan, you know, with the fucking thick-ass 5 o'clock shadow, that Puerto Rican.
I feel like you're talking about me.
No, I'm not talking about you. That's just your hair. No, he's just, he's fucking weird. And he's such a condescending fuck, too, as Batman. No, yeah. Robin. She likes me.
No, Robin. Like, eat a dick, you faggot.
Right. And Robin was such a queer about it. Try to steal everything from me. It's like, oh, my God.
Two fucking fags battle right, over.
Right, exactly.
Now all I need is a tea bag.
The ambiguously gay duo. Fucking terrible. All right, let's wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it.
Wow, I can't believe it's fucking 10:30 already. Jesus Christ. Hey, did anybody work on a commercial from last week?
No.
Absolutely not.
Awesome.
Nope.
Tweaked audio? Yeah.
Yeah, tweakedaudio.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Oh, shit, that brings me back.
Remember that? Crap.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my head. Watch me pull earbuds out of my head. All right, I'll do it there. Earbuds. Tweakedaudio.com. Go to tweakedaudio.com. 7 styles, 7 colors. Mic'd. Unmic'd. Designed. To sound great for music and talk. Engineered for durability. Noise reducing design. Guess what? It's compatible with iPods, iPhones.
iPods.
Android devices and all MP3 players. Enter the code JERKS and get a third of the price off. Free shipping. Lifetime limited warranty. TweakedAudio.com.
That's a little Lethal Weapon music.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. I love that.
Riggs!
Always end on a strong joke.
Please, let's get out of here. I'm going to have nightmares of fucking...
My nigga!
Peacocks and stupid movies.
Why did you have to bring that up? You know she's going to be all fucking upset now.
Good.
No, thanks.
Simpent. Dampent. Don't forget to check out our show on iTunes and all the other great shows. Subscribe to us. Or just go to riotcast.com.
Subscribe to us.
Subscribe to us. What the fuck am I supposed to say?
You both sound like that, actually.
When you're trying to sound all professional?
Yeah, you both do that. You kind of
subscribe
like,
to iTunes.
You kind of gay out a little bit on your...
Yo, go to fucking iTunes.
Go up to iTunes, motherfucker.
Now say subscribe.
Subscribe, nigga.
Subscribe. Now go get me some fucking toaster pastries.
My chili Cheetos.
It's a ripple.
Somebody's getting pregnant.
All right, we'll see you next week.
I don't give a fuck.
Latest on the men, Jay.
En voyage, motherfucker!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.